If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Oh, you touch my ta-la-la. My ding-ding-dong.
Commitment to excellence, and we take no prisoners, baby.
But you suck.
Oh, you touch my tra-la-la.
Oh my, wait, you're at the studio, never mind.
That's clearly gay.
Yes!
Marijuana is a mistress who goes by many names. She's also known as pot, weed, El Diablo de Verde,
wiggity, jazz plants, Lando Calrissian.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Marijuana is delicious.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Roll another one, just like the other one.
Smoke weed.
This one seems to be about to quit, and I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine, dude.
Oh, those blacks.
Roll another one.
The world's pretty f***ed up right now.
Just like the other one.
Shouldn't I be?
This one seems to be about to end. I don't have another cent.
Those people that say that marijuana is a gateway drug, we say, yeah, gateway to good times.
Munchies.
Who wants some munchies?
I just pass it on down.
And now,
let's get this party started.
Fist me.
Our feature presentation.
Oh man.
What was that about?
That's ugly. I'm sorry you had.
How come?
Wow, that was a mistake.
My God, yes, it was.
Yeah, nobody needs to start the day off like that.
That's the wrong story to tell. Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring that one up. That's a bad story to tell. That's not a good story. I'm sorry. That's a bad story. It was funny, but that's not a good one to tell you. I'm sorry about that.
Okay. That's settled then.
Exciting story.
No, bad story. Bad story.
Yeah, don't do that.
Fist me.
Oh, come on.
Stop it. What's wrong? Didn't we used to call a line like that? Wasn't there a sex line that we used to call?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah, 1-800-FIST-ME or something. Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Look, I know some people, and I think I'm talking about Psycho Mike here. I know some people enjoy the fisting.
Right.
But no.
Receiving, you mean, Psycho Mike, yeah.
Well, obviously, yeah.
Yes.
And watching, too. But bad. Bad no.
Bad no. Yes, I agree.
Shocking to watch. Remember, I went into that peep show in New York?
No, that's right.
And they had that on one of their screens. I was like, what?
We were in New York for the MTV Video Music Awards. We sent Lisa into one of those porn shops to review one of the movies. And
I stumbled across the fisting.
I was standing outside of the little, you know, the little booths in there where you watch the
with
movies.
The paper towel.
The paper towel. Oh, God.
What does Lisa need a paper towel for?
I was standing right outside of her little booth just to kind of watch her because, you know, there's a lot of gross guys in there. And I just heard Lisa going, oh, no. Oh, no.
I was jumping up and down going, no, no.
She was not happy.
It's just like, it poisons your eyes.
It's really kind of the opposite of what you want to hear in a porn store. You don't want to hear somebody shouting, no, no, no.
Stop.
It poisons your eyes is what it does.
You're never the same.
You never see anything. When you look at people, you see a fist?
I do.
All right.
Hey, speaking of fisting.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
Like there's room. Some sort of update from
there
anyone?
Will be. today.
Oh, not now, but later. Okay.
Later.
Because somebody was trying out the new G-Shot G-Spot yesterday.
Someone broke something in yesterday, but it didn't break.
Wow.
Thank God.
Good.
Oh,
good.
It's all intact.
Excellent.
You look happy. You look fine.
I'm very happy. Very, very peaceful today.
Wow.
All's good with the world.
Wow. That's a tip on how it went.
We need to make that happen more often. You know what I'm saying?
I think it will now that she's had the operation.
For at least 4 months.
Yeah, a lot more often.
She got a shot in the G-Spot and just to do it. Just
much puffier now.
So, so Money, our former sports guy, stopped by yesterday after the show because he was near here. Mm-hmm. And he couldn't fathom why she would do that. He's like, are you already dead inside? And she's like, no, it's just, I'm fine. You can't have an orgasm. I'm fine.
Have a bad partner? No, he's good.
Exactly.
Oh, that can't be it.
Well,
it's
then
gotta
why?
Be him.
And Lisa's like, just because I could.
Why not?
Jeez. Lisa, I sense you probably wouldn't have gone down and paid for it, but the fact that you had the opportunity to get it for free made it just too good to pass up, right?
That question always depends on how much money you have disposable income.
Right, right. Sure.
And I don't have that kind of money to just go test something out like that. But if I did, and a lot of people do.
You're going to make room for it now in your finances, aren't you?
Many listeners have emailed me, and apparently they do.
Is
that
right?
Yeah.
Well,
more reviews.
All right.
The question's going to be is when the shot wears off in 4 months, are you going to miss it so much that then you're going to have to make that a priority in your budget?
You'd be addicted to it.
Yeah. Like Botox or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Once you've frozen your face, can you ever leave it unfrozen?
Everything will die.
That's something you're gonna have to face. You're gonna have to think, oh man, I know.
Maybe it'll be like, I don't know, like birth, where you kind of forget after a while.
No.
You don't think so?
No, you'll
miss
it.
Those memories will always be there and
you'll
always
miss it
feel
for the
like
rest of your
than.
Life. Yes.
What's that?
Oh my God.
Wow, another new good one. That was fantastic.
It was.
What does that do? Did that blow your mind? That just happened.
That one hurt.
Oh my God.
That's Bean sneezing, and I know it doesn't sound real. I know it sounds like Daffy Duck or something, but that's a real sneeze.
Yeah.
I used to do the responsible broadcasting and turn the mic down, but the guys enjoy it so much that
we
I just
do.
Let it rip.
Right into the mic, please.
Well, it's fascinating because first you get the first sound, and then you end with the pain.
it always hurts. That's why. All right. What about today's Kevin and Bean show? What about that?
Today being Friday, the 30th of March, Bow Bow, you mean? I just want to warn everybody that I was throwing up till about a half hour ago.
Are you serious?
Oh, dude. What's that about?
I don't have any idea. I woke up. I was miserable, throwing up. I went into to my office, and I just sat there, and I had cereal ready to eat, but I couldn't because I was too sick. And then at about, I don't know, about 10 till 5, I was fine.
Started you felt
feeling passed.
Yeah, I just went. So I just started eating my cereal, got in my car, and drove here.
Wow.
Did you eat your cereal in the car while you were driving?
No, I didn't know.
No.
Hey, I've never had a break that quick.
Yesterday was your birthday.
Yes.
And was there way too much sugar? Could that have had something to do with it? Like you just pigged out yesterday because it was your birthday with cake and cupcakes and stuff like that?
I don't think so. I think my system is pretty used to that much sugar.
Yeah.
Way too much liquor?
Could be. No, I really don't know. It's one of those things where you just wake up and go, where is this coming from?
Well, I guess you went out to dinner, right?
No.
Oh, you
doing
didn't
that
go out to dinner.
It's tonight, yeah. All right. Well,
I don't know. I'm just warning you.
Don't do that. Stop is what I'm saying.
Mike, we're not going to be able to make out anymore today.
Damn it.
If you're smart. And Lisa, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
God.
I can't do my...
I have to get right through the weekend without you?
I can't do my Friday duties with you.
Damn it.
So, this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, we have interviews with the entire cast of Blades of Glory.
Excellent.
Which is going to be fantastic.
Oh, I can't wait for this movie.
We got Will Ferrell. We have Pam from The Office talking about her boobs.
Mm-hmm.
Jenna Fisher. She's so awesome.
And how good they are. So that's going to be cool. Can't wait for
Will
that
Arnett,
to come out.
Amy Poehler, the whole deal. Well, I don't think Amy joined us, but I think Will Arnett, who's hilarious too. So they're the married couple that plays a brother and sister in love with one another in the movie, which sounds like it's going to be awesome.
So that's coming up this morning in the 7 o'clock hour. Speaking of our former sports guy, Matt Money Smith, we're going to talk to him about the Final Four. Which, of course, is tomorrow and Monday.
Yes.
Two games tomorrow, one game Monday night. And UCLA in it again. Find out if they can beat Florida this time. They lost to Florida in the championship game last year. So
that's right.
They're meeting them in the semifinals, and then they'll figure out if they can move on.
Mm-hmm. A white man shouldn't play sports in the first place.
Well, some do.
Not well, but they do. We're going to get the update from Lisa.
Yes.
Find out how that went. With a lot of specifics.
Yeah.
We have
hopefully video. We asked for video. We'll see if that
a lot
happened.
Of warnings.
I hope the K-Rock microphones were there, you know, with the whole package.
Psycho Mike tipped us off to a new MTV show called Scarred, which looks fantastic. It's people really injuring themselves badly and then doing an interview about it. And Jacoby Shaddix is the host of it from Papa Roach.
It's kind of like our favorite show of all time, which is the top 100 things that people got, you know, stuck in their human body, right, or whatever it's called, where they, you know, on those shows, they reenact what happened when the guy ended up with a railroad spike through his leg and stuff like that. This show, apparently, right, Mike, they have the actual video of motorcycles wiping out and people falling off roofs and stuff like that, right?
It's actual video of kids hurting themselves doing extreme sports, and they will show you the clip over and over again, zero in on the actual point of the injury, and they'll show it in slow-mo. And a lot of the times, the worst part is the sound, you know, of a kid's leg snapping in half as he falls off a rail. Geez.
The stuff that you usually would look away from if you came across it, that's the stuff they give you full screen.
This show is, when you hear people describe something, they're like, you want to look away, but you just can't. You have to watch to the end. You just have to. You feel compelled. This show, it embodies that perfectly.
Yeah,
you can't tolerate any more of this show. But somehow you have to have more. At the end of the show, you're like, I need another episode.
God.
Dude. Ever since I broke my ankle, I can't watch that.
I hear that.
Because it brings back that memory or pain or whatever. Mm-hmm. I have to look away from an ankle thing.
Yeah.
But
well, fortunately, our pal Jacoby Shaddix, lead singer of the band Papa Roach, is the host of this show. And as Kevin mentioned, he's coming in today, which is awesome because we love him anyway. And give us a chance to talk about Scarred on MTV. So that's coming up in the 9 o'clock hour this morning. That should be fun.
He's awesome, by the way.
Is he good at it?
He's really. Yeah. I mean, a lot of times when they have musicians adopt broadcasting as a second job, they really stink. He's really good. He's very enjoyable to
Fantastic.
Watch.
Fantastic. Also on today's show, we have our former intern is asking for some support as she tries to raise money for charity for breast cancer. And we think we've come up with a way that you, the K-Rock listener, would enjoy.
I think you might have.
I think Bean actually nailed it. He's the one that came up with it. But
I wish I nailed it.
You're going to nail anything.
I may have solved the problem, but I wish I nailed it. I'll tell you that.
I think you'll enjoy this. It's the first. I think there's something for everyone in this particular.
Excellent.
You can support her, and you get a little something yourself. So that's coming up this morning. I'm sorry?
Nothing.
No,
just thinking about her. She doesn't need any support. She's fine. I'll tell you that.
And, of course, because it's Friday, we got the Movie Beat, tell you about all the new movies that are in the theater. And if you missed it late in the show, yesterday we had Chris Cornell in. Yes. And he sang a little bit of everything.
He was great.
Pretty fantastic, wasn't he?
He was great, by the way. That dude, turns out Chris Cornell can sing.
Yeah.
Who knew?
He's one of the most amazing voices in rock.
Yeah.
And he did stuff from his entire career. So we got some highlights of that coming up just after 6. If you missed that, and we got the Showbiz Beat coming up next.
I'm already looking ahead to next week when Ralph comes in every day next week to do the Showbiz Beat and insists on reading emails from listeners that send to him that go, oh, thank God you're back. Oh, Kevin and Bean murdered the Showbiz Beat. Oh, they were so awful. You know that's going to happen, right?
Well, of course.
you know that people are already tattling on us behind our backs.
I kind of wear that as a badge. I like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, we are going to fill in for one more day for Ralph with the Showbiz Beat, and it's a good day to be here because there is so much stuff going on. Not all of it good. This Halle Berry interview that she did yesterday with Parade Magazine, or I guess it was announced yesterday with Parade Magazine, this is some shocking news. You guys heard about this?
I did. This is bizarre.
She says, now, Halle Berry, remember, folks, one of the most beautiful women in the world, highly acclaimed, Oscar-winning actress. You know, you look at her on the outside and go, damn, it must be good to be Halle Berry. She says she was so depressed after her breakup with her first husband, who's the baseball star David Justice, that she tried to take her own life. Halle Berry tried to commit suicide.
Really?
How about that? She said she was sitting in her car. She knew the gas was coming in, but she had the image of her mom finding the body. And she said, you know what? She sacrificed so much for her kids, and to end my life would be an incredibly selfish thing to do. She acknowledges her self-worth was so low, she had to reprogram herself to see the good in her. She figured at the time, after David Justice left her, that if someone didn't love me, that meant I was unlovable. And she promised herself she was going to change. She was never going to be a coward again. She says the only reason, you know, she didn't have those same feelings again when her second marriage broke up with Eric Renee is because she had fought and worked so hard to get over it the first time around. If you're that hot, it is entirely unacceptable to consider killing yourself. I'm sorry. You just have to go, I don't care how miserable you are. You have to say, look at those.
Because you don't own that. You don't own that body.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
The world owns it. The world owns it.
It's in the public domain, like a song.
Exactly, yes. Okay, so that's a little bit of a shocking story coming from somebody like Halle Berry who just seems so together. You know what I mean? Britney, but happens to everybody.
Britney Spears and K-Fed have settled their divorce.
Oh, really? So they are going through with it?
Yep, they are going through with it. Wow. Apparently, they met for 5 hours yesterday with their attorneys, and they, quote, signed a global settlement on all issues of their marriage.
Hmm.
Okay.
I didn't know there was such a thing, but they did. It covers child
tell
custody.
Us what we need to know.
Don't know. Doesn't say. We're gonna
what?
Have to, we might have to get Harvey on the phone.
Yeah. How much?
It
That's
doesn't
all
say.
We care about.
It's all it says is it covers child custody and financial matters, and it does not say how much he gets.
He paid him off.
You know, I've heard rumors up to $17 million in the last week or so, and then rumors as low as $1 million. Yeah. So what's, well,
I hope
somebody needs to get to that.
You know what? He's lucky enough to have spent the money that she earned that he already spent.
Oh, yeah. And how much do you think he spent?
I mean, it should
oh
be like,
God.
You know, time served in jail. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You credit it. Okay, listen, you had a great time. Get out.
Yeah.
You get nothing.
Well, Kevin Federline, by the way, is not one of the celebrities in a marriage who is going to have his own career for a long time and he can support himself. He's got to be very close to running out of jobs. Wouldn't you think that he's at the very, very tail end of anybody hiring him to do anything?
Yeah, till his search engine. Now he's on
well,
fire.
Yeah, now look out. Right, exactly. I don't even understand this story. Maybe someone, again, from TMZ.com, our pal Harvey Levin's entertainment website, somebody needs to explain this one to me. Porn star Jenna Jameson has not been showing up to meetings with Hollywood bigwigs who want to make her best-selling book. Remember, she wrote that book, How to Make Love Like a Porn Star. They're
right.
Talking about making it into a movie. All right? Listen to this. A source tells Rush and Malloy, who work for the New York Daily News, that Jenna Jameson has had a little work done down there, and it hasn't turned out so well.
What?
She underwent a vaginoplasty at a Beverly Hills plastic surgeon. She's very unhappy with it. No pun intended. She decided to hole up and not speak to anybody. Her representatives say they don't know anything about the surgery, but it seems like if she's making this How to Make Love Like a Porn Star into a movie, I would be surprised if she would star in it at this point.
Would you?
It seems like she's done with filming porn. Me.
Well, yeah, that's but it's also the story of her life.
Yeah.
That's bad. I mean, that's like, you know, that's like us having surgery and ruining our voice. It's all we have.
Exactly. What was wrong with her? There was nothing wrong with her.
Well, I don't
there
know.
Was absolutely nothing wrong with her last time I saw it, anyway.
Just excessive pounding. That's all. You know, that can get to a person.
Oh.
You know, I love Jenna, and we've, you know, had her on this show since she was, you know, 22. And, I, you know, I've always enjoyed talking with her. But at this point, hire someone younger and hotter to play you is what I say.
Yeah, no
someone pre-plastic surgery Jenna is what I'm saying. But vaginoplasty's gone wrong. Maybe a call-in topic on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Oh,
wow.
That's never good news. All right, I have four words for you that's going to erase the memory of that story.
Okay.
All right. You're going to remember this for the rest of the day. Girls Gone Wild Restaurants.
Oh, really?
Yes.
New series?
Wow. We were talking about the Hooters.
No.
Hooters yesterday. This is Girls Gone Wild Restaurants.
It's restaurants,
oh,
yes.
Oh.
Joe Francis, the guy who's behind it, is planning on building restaurants with the Girls Gone Wild theme.
Huh.
He's going to start in Cabo in Cancun. Two of them in Mexico.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
And then he hopes to, you know, bring them to America. Girls Gone Wild Restaurants.
Because there you wouldn't have to worry about an age limit either in
true.
Mexico.
What happens? They bring out your hot wings and then they have to flash you as they drop them off at the table? I mean, how does that work?
Well, I don't know. I know that you can, that one thing is reality and the other thing is what you have to say. And I'm guessing that this quote is what he has to say.
Okay.
But here's the quote from him. This is going to be about fun, lifestyle, youth, sun. It's about everything Girls Gone Wild, Francis said. It's going to be sexy without being sexual.
Hmm. Oh.
But that could still be boobs, right? It could be
there
flashing
will be no
boobs
stripping,
for fun.
Topless waitresses, or filming
no,
in the restaurant.
I don't boobs.
Maybe they'll no. be showing the videos on the TV screens or something. And
fine with me.
Have pictures
I'm
on
just
the walls.
Saying, you know, if you're going to start a restaurant business, it's kind of a, you have to say certain
sure.
things.
Right.
What's
yeah.
it going to actually be when you go to Cancun? Maybe a little different.
I hope so. I hope that's the case. Hey, I want to congratulate in the showbiz beat here this morning, our own Psycho Mike. Mike, well done. Congratulations.
What'd he do?
Future wife was born yesterday. I don't know if you heard right. this story or not, but Nomar Garciaparra and his wife, soccer star Mia Hamm, had baby girls, twins. So congratulations, Mike. I know that's a family you've been long, long looking to marry into.
Oh, yeah.
Mike would marry Nomar if he could.
Well, he would, but I don't think Nomar's up for that. So
nope.
I think this is like the closest he's going to get is to be able to, Nomar will be his father-in-law at 18 years.
I'll just give my wife, Jenny, notice now that she has 18 years left on her
on
current
contract.
Marriage.
On
yes, and then when those girls are of age...
They will be mine. And
Jenny's going to be pretty used up by 18 years anyway. You'll be what? You'll be done with her anyway.
Both of them are going
to
be yours.
Oh yeah, moving to Utah.
Okay. And here's a weird story. You know this actor Cal Penn? He was Kumar in Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
Right.
Oh yeah, he's a namesake.
He's in Namesake, which is getting phenomenal reviews right now. The guy's been on 24. I mean, he really has turned, you know, he's really come out of kind of nowhere to be kind of a big star. I mean, the guy's doing real well for himself. He is going to be a guest instructor lecturing at the University of Pennsylvania. Classes that he will be helping instruct include images of Asian Americans in the media and contemporary American teen films.
Huh.
He's going to be a speaker at the class lecturing students. He graduated from UCLA, by the way, with a degree in sociology, specializing in theater, film, and television, and is starting a graduate certificate in international security at Stanford University right now. So he's a smart dude, in addition to being a guy who smokes out every opportunity, yes.
Yeah, he's going to also teach Weed 101.
I hope so. I have him mixed up, though, because the guy in 24 is not Asian. He's the other guy from White Castle.
I don't think so.
He's the Indian guy.
Well, yeah, Cal Penn is the guy... Cal Penn is the guy that...
he's the Indian guy?
That I'm thinking of. Yeah, he's
an
Indian
guy. Why is he teaching Asian?
They're all the same.
He might be like Sri Lankan or something.
I guess.
We could get him on the show, I'm sure, and ask him.
I think that's a great idea. I love him.
What the hell? Paris Hilton might be going to jail.
Yay! Very popular there, I'll tell you that.
5 weeks. Let's see. She was in January. She was put on probation for 3 years after pleading no contest to an alcohol-related reckless driving charge. And then 5 weeks ago, they pulled her over again in West Hollywood for driving without headlights and impounded a car, a $190,000 Bentley.
Yeah, I remember.
I remember that,
And they discovered that her license had been suspended, and now they're going to take the case back to court and see if that means she will be jail-bait.
Oh, they'll never send her to jail. What do you want
to bet? I don't think most people go to jail for being caught with a suspended license.
According to the phone calls we got that time... Not too long ago, we took calls from people who'd gotten the most tickets.
30.
They never go to jail.
Yeah, I think you pay a fine, you're out, is what I think on that. But
Assistant producer Superhero Alex says that it was the guy we're thinking of. That was at 24,
Okay, I just think that was kind of an odd choice.
All right, real quick before celebrity birthdays, to repeat, but if you didn't see it first time around, Rainn Wilson from The Office is the host of this week's Saturday Night Live. He was very funny. I saw that show. And musical guest is the Arcade Fire, who are tremendous. Movies opening this weekend, we'll talk about later with the Movie Beat, include Blades of Glory, the new Will Ferrell film, which looks phenomenal. There's a new bank heist movie called The Lookout that has, what hottie is in that? Isla Fisher. From Wedding Crashers. The crazy one who played the crazy nymphomaniac. And she's so hot. She's Sacha Baron Cohen's fiance in real life. She's in The Lookout. That one looks all right. Meet the Robinsons is the new movie for the kids this weekend. And I can't wait to see The Hoax, the new Richard Gere film, which is also coming out today.
What's that? So I don't know what that is.
That's the one that's based on a true story about the guy who invented a book that he claims was he co-wrote with Howard Hughes. He claimed that he was the ghost author of a Howard Hughes autobiography and sold it for millions of dollars. Turns out he made the whole thing up.
Nice.
Howard Hughes was this, you know, this super, super wealthy guy who turned into a crazy man and a recluse. And eventually Howard Hughes himself is the one who came out and exposed the guy as a hoax, which I think the guy thought would never happen because, you know, Hughes was such a recluse, never talked to anybody.
Right.
So it's just a fascinating real life story of something that happened back in the 70s. It has an amazing cast, including Richard Gere, Marcia Gay Harden, and Alfred Molina, and a bunch of other people in it. But we'll be talking about all those movies with Mr. Movie Phone later on this morning. But good weekend at the box office this weekend for something to see.
Celebrity birthday is Eric Clapton, 62 years old.
Yeah. He's still the best.
Guy who played Hagrid in Harry Potter, Robbie Coltrane.
Oh, yeah.
57 years old. What? Comedian Paul Reiser is 50. Nora Jones. By the way, Nora Jones.
Yeah. Yes.
28. Actor Warren Beatty, 70.
Wow.
And crazy Tracy Chapman, 43.
Why is she crazy?
She crazy. You can see it in her eyes, dude.
That's what you're basing
Chapman,
it on?
She crazy.
She has crazy eyes?
Yes.
The mellow, mild-mannered little singer? Tracy Chapman is crazy?
Who am I thinking of?
I don't know who you're thinking of, but Tracy Chapman is the least crazy person I know.
I'm thinking of Macy Gray.
Yes, Macy Gray. That's who I'm thinking of.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, I apologize.
You get your black women mixed up.
No, just Macy Gray. I apologize.
Black lesbian women. Tracy Chapman was that singer who won all those Grammys. She had that song Fast Car.
Yeah. Sure,
a bunch of years ago.
Fast Car.
I knew that.
Very mellow, very relaxed.
very not
kind
crazy.
Kind of shy. And,
yeah, just the opposite of crazy.
Really.
And if you're born today, you share a birthday with Celine Dion, the Antichrist.
Oh, that's sad. By the way, Kevin, I found out yesterday who's replacing Celine Dion in Las Vegas, wherever she has her big show that's been going on for, you know, she's retiring this year.
It's been
she's
like
stepping
a,
away from it.
A permanent show where she does it most of the year, right?
You are going to be so excited because that theater that you haven't been going to see Celine Dion,
right,
starting later this year, will be the theater that you are not going to see Bette Midler in Las Vegas.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, they've backed a truckload of cash up to her door to get her to come to Las Vegas.
To Bette Midler?
She will be a sensation in that town.
Is she still alive?
She's alive and popular, and people will buy tickets to her show every day of the week.
She's so not sexy, and she tries to act sexy. It drives me crazy. It looks like my mom trying to be sexy.
Your mom is opening. That's what's weird.
I can't stand her.
Sounds icky.
Yeah. Anyway, highlights, a few anyway. We don't have time for the whole thing, although we will put it up at krock.com later on today. Highlights of our visit with the great Chris Cornell when we come back right after this. That is the K-Rock Showbiz Beat. Listen, we had something else planned here, but with the late breaking news in Britney Watch 2007, we thought we got to find out what's going on with the divorce because apparently it has been settled. A 5-hour meeting yesterday, we thought, let's get all the details from the man who would certainly know, our pal Harvey Levin, back on the line from TMZ.com. Hey, Harvey, welcome.
Hi, guys. Hi, Lisa May.
Hi, Harvey.
You know, it's funny because the rest of us are thinking, oh, it's Friday, man. We just hang on for a few more hours. We got the weekend. There's no such thing as a weekend at Harvey Levin's house, is there?
We knew they were there.
Yeah. But TMZ is a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week thing. It seems like there's never really a day off for you, Harvey.
It's the truth. It's the truth. Yeah. But, right, I mean, the good side of that is we had this up before Britney got out of the elevator.
Nice.
So what was the deal? What can you tell us about the meeting yesterday? Who was there and what was resolved?
The lawyers were there, and Kevin was there, and Britney was there. And they settled it.
Now, there's been a lot of talk about how much he was going to get, from a couple of million to 20 million to some people were saying he was going to ask for 50. Yeah. I mean, it was just ridiculous, the numbers.
No, I know what happened. You know, they had a prenup. I don't know if you've heard of this lawyer, Laura Wasser.
Yes.
By the way, you would ring the bell if you saw her. Seriously.
Oh, really? Okay. All right, then. Hot lawyers.
No, she's great, and she's the one who drafted the prenup for Britney.
Right,
and there was no way he could have gotten around this prenup, so he got around $1 million.
That's and it. Wow, that's it. Excellent.
Mm-hmm. That's all he got.
That's such good news.
Wow,
that's it.
And even so, that's a lot of money. I mean,
well,
let's be honest.
For him, he'll go through that in a week.
That's awesome.
Now that's what he got, and then also. Well, this is kind of interesting. They got joint custody. So he's got joint custody, and right now it's basically 50-50 in terms of keeping the kids.
Right.
So he's going to be really involved in this, at least for now.
No, he's not.
He's been pretty good about it.
I'm saying legally he may have custody, but once, you know, they're at her house, he's out partying. Hey, Brittany, listen, can you keep him for a while?
That's going to happen.
Yeah.
You're right. That's going to happen. And I think it's even designed to happen, you know, as she gets, you know, stronger, that she's going to have more custody than he is. But right now it's 50-50.
Right.
Hmm. Hey, Harvey, with the $1 million, right. What is your read on how she's doing health-wise? Everybody is commenting on how good she looks. Her skin is looking better. She's lost a little bit of weight. They say she's kind of doing the right things and following the program that they asked her to, right?
I mean, you know, it's so funny because people are bashing us now on our website saying, oh, you guys are, like, supporting Britney. Like, this is a crime against nature.
What?
But it's true. I mean, because, you know, we were making fun of her, at, you know, during the tailspin. But the fact is, she really is doing well. And I'm told she was crazy. I mean, she was just crazy when she was having all of her problems. And she was unreasonable. She was erratic.
Right.
And it's all gone away. I mean, it's like gone away. And she's nice. She's reasonable now. And I think it's one of the reasons they were able to settle this.
Well, that's good news. And, you know, you hate to see, because in the law, in California, the law is there for the spouse who gives up their life, you know, to kind of work for somebody else. And this is not that case at all. He put out a CD. He went around town, spent all her money. I'm so glad he didn't get a majority of it.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, there are these reports out that, you know, he got $19 million. And it's just, I'm telling you, you're going to hear it, and it's not true.
Okay, so what is it? About $1 million. All right.
Okay. Harvey Levin is on the line from TMZ.com. We kind of bushwhacked him here this morning to get on the show. We hadn't planned to talk to you, Harvey, but the Britney news was so big we had to go on. But I cannot let you hang up without asking you about one more thing, because it's my favorite story of the week. Jenna Jameson, with, according to TMZ.com, had a vaginoplasty that went wrong, and she's not showing it to anybody. Nothing down there is looking the way she wants to look. What's your source on that, Harvey?
I'm not going to tell you.
Come on.
I think we said reportedly in that story.
Oh, reportedly. Okay.
We don't do cavity exams at TMZ.
Well, I mean, it depends on who you're talking about.
Yeah, if you're going to, this would be the one to do.
Right.
But the story, which, yeah, I guess you do credit to page 6 in the New York Post, I want to say.
There you go.
The story says that Jenna is in talks to make her book, her best-selling autobiography, How to Make Love Like a Porn Star, into a movie, yet somehow, I guess she goes to these meetings with executives at the movie company, and they say, well, we'd like to talk to you, Jenny, but you got to drop your drawers. You know what I mean? I mean, like, what the hell is going on in Hollywood these days?
Yeah, what a shock is right.
Well, that's awesome. Hey, listen, get some vaginoplasty shots up there on TMZ.com. Then we'll be talking,
Harvey. We've done that.
All right,
then.
Really? I don't.
You mean a Britney?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, of course.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
well, that's a good start.
One last thing before we let you go. Howard K. Stern arguing in court that they can't figure out why Daniel was killed?
Well, no. I mean, you know what? To be fair, we've got to be fair in this one. He's just saying that the jury that they picked, they just picked these random people off the street. And he's saying, you know what? You got to at least ask these people if they can hear this fairly. And he wants the inquest. He just doesn't want random people sitting in the jury box. And I think that's kind of reasonable.
Aren't random people who is supposed to be in a jury box?
Yeah, but you know, random people where you ask questions. Have you already formed an opinion? Do you hate him? Do you not hate her? Whatever. And none of those questions were asked.
Why not? Well, how come they didn't do that? Is it just not the law there?
It's a weird place. And no, they didn't do that. And it's not the law. But they've never had a case where there's been this much publicity. So it's never really been as required as it is now because people have formed opinions over there.
I hate that guy. I would love to see Bahamian law be a noose around his neck.
Well, it's interesting because we're led to believe that part of the reason they decided to settle in the Bahamas is because the law was favorable for some of the stuff they were trying to do. And now maybe, as you say, Kevin, bites him in the ass because it's not the American legal system that he's taken for granted. So that's interesting. Well, I know you'll be keeping an eye on that and all these other great stories all weekend long. Harvey Levin, have a great weekend. TMZ.com. Check it out, folks. Harvey, we'll talk to you soon.
Bye, guys.
Thank you, man.
Will Ferrell, Jenna Fisher, Will Arnett, all starring in the new film Blades of Glory. We've got brand new exclusive interviews with all three of them coming up just after 7 o'clock this morning here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Also, the Movie Beat later on today. And really, the only reason I came in today is to get the update on Lisa Mae's G-Shot.
And she had you
It's coming, so to speak.
Yesterday, she was trying it out. Ralph is on vacation until Monday morning. We're taking a look at the Showbiz Beat. I want to start with this story from The Star magazine, a story that, well, it just can't be true. But new love apparently has brewed, according to Star, and may be announced as early as this weekend about Carmen Electra's new love.
Oh,
have you heard about this?
Do tell.
No.
Carmen Electra, according to Star, ladies and gentlemen, says...
Sorry.
Star says her new love is Joan Jett, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, no!
Joan, I love rock and roll Jett, the big rock and roll singer from the 70s and 80s. Well, really?
She's had a good man.
Not if you've seen Joan lately. I don't know that that's a good thing, to tell you the truth.
No, but the fact that she's going that way is great.
I think Carmen's a goer. I think Carmen goes any way the wind blows is what I think. I hope that's true anyway. Star reports that the couple is in love, and they may admit their relationship publicly at the Dinosaur Weekend happening this weekend in Palm Springs. You know, they got that big lesbian weekend festival that they
Sweet!
Have. So, Carmen Electra and Joan Jett. I can't imagine that that's true and we'll ever hear about it again, but we will certainly keep you posted. It might be cool.
You guys remember the 2005 movie Wedding Crashers with Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson?
Of course.
Of course.
It's going to be a new TV show on NBC called The Real Wedding Crashers. And what they've
done. I've been seeing the promos for this, yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen any promos for it, but apparently what they've done is they put out the word that people who are getting married anyway, NBC and this production company, the same people that do Punk'd, by the way, will pull an elaborate prank at your wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So all of the unsuspecting guests there will be part of
part of it.
But the wedding party will know.
Yes, the wedding party will know. For example, a justice of the peace takes a cell phone call.
And yes, I've seen that clip. Very funny. The bride and groom are standing there, and right as he's getting ready to say, do you take this woman to be, his cell phone rings, and he just stops and has this huge conversation. Everybody in the church, they're filming. Everybody in the church is just like, what is going on? This is unbelievable.
That's
and the bride and groom
great.
Are in on it. It's very funny.
Sky Jumper drops in on a third wedding from 5,000 feet. Let's see here. They're going to be improvising actors that are going to be doing this. And there's an over-eager wedding planner who starts tearing open gifts and writing thank you notes during the reception. There's a deliberately double-booked wedding.
Oh, wow.
And then there's the pastor that takes the call. There's people on their way to Las Vegas. Law enforcement officers board a bus and tell them to be on the lookout. It's all kinds of funny stuff. They said they put out the word for this. And they didn't know how many couples that they would get would want to...
Because people are serious about their weddings.
...turn their wedding into this kind of a thing. Like Lightning, for example. His wedding was very serious.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Beat and I were dressed like monks.
That's right. That's
they said over 25,000 couples.
Oh, my God.
Because I guess the production company pays for the wedding.
Oh, very nice.
So okay, 25,000 couples said. So that's going to be coming a little bit later.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
But would you put your parents through that, for instance? I mean, would you have your parents be sitting there as they're watching, you know, your wedding cake get knocked over onto the floor at the reception or something like that?
Depends on if they have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
that,
so.
That sounds
probably.
Funny. Well, we can't call him Sir Bono because he's not British. He's Irish, unfortunately, so he doesn't get the Sir. But he was knighted yesterday. Bono, lead singer of the band U2, in a ceremony that took place in the Dublin home of the British ambassador, David Redaway, actually was knighted by the crown. So, like, he's not already God. You know what I mean? Now he's a knight, too.
Yeah.
But wait a minute. How come he can't be called Sir?
Because you have to be a British citizen in order to get the Sir title. Anyone can be knighted from around the world. You don't have to be British to be knighted, but if you want to be Sir Bono. But congratulations to him anyway. Obviously, there's a guy who has taken his celebrity and done a lot of very, very good things with it.
I don't know if you saw the South Park this week, but the Queen of England's head explodes. It's awesome.
You were so happy.
She actually puts a gun in her mouth and pulls the trigger. Oh, it was sweet.
You were so happy.
Yes, I was.
Here's some good news if you're like me and you love the iTunes. Here's what happens. You go on and you hear, you know, a song like this comes out from Mims and you buy it and you spend your 99 cents. And then a few weeks later, the album comes out and you want to buy the album. And then you go, damn it, now I got to pay the 99 cents for the song again that I already bought. That's
right.
BS, right?
Right.
Well, they announced a new policy just yesterday. iTunes, now that's not the case anymore. If you've already bought the single for the 99 cents, you don't have to pay for it when you then go to download the album. You're getting 99 cent credit.
Very
which I think
smart.
Is,
because usually the little thing comes on and says, you already purchased this. Do you want to purchase it again? So you don't have
exactly,
to.
Exactly, yeah.
Wow.
So the credit is awarded toward albums. It's valid for 180 days. So 6 days after you buy the single, you can then buy the album. By the way, that would be true if you bought an old song, too, and then you decided, you know, hey, I like that. I think I'll go back and buy the whole album there.
Right.
So that's a brand new service just announced on iTunes yesterday.
Paris Hilton might be going to jail.
Fingers crossed.
Oh, I don't want to see that video. She apparently was on 3 years probation already in January after pleading no contest to an alcohol-related reckless driving. And then 5 weeks later, they pulled her over again in West Hollywood for driving without headlights and impounded the car. It's a $190,000 Bentley. Mm. But they're saying that might throw her into jail because she violated her probation.
She was on a suspended license. Yeah.
She should go to jail anyway because she didn't know how much gasoline cost, if you'll recall,
or
where
to
put the gas in the car. She had to have the paparazzi help her because she ran out of gas and didn't know what to do.
Dude, there's a million reasons she should be in jail.
And my final story, Jennifer Lopez has some trouble. You know, we mentioned her brand new Spanish language CD just came out on Tuesday. Well, you would think that Ritmo Latino would love J-Lo.
Of course.
The Hispanic record chain. They've got about 50 stores throughout the United States, including right here in Southern California. However, they are permanently taking all of her music off the shelves.
Why?
The president of Ritmo Latino, David Massery, tells the New York Daily News that she has refused personally to promote her CD in any of our stores. And he is just furious that when she does these in stores, she does it at Virgin or she does it at FYE, and she never gives back, in his opinion, to the community.
Hmm.
So he says, if that's the way you're going to be, we're not going to sell your albums anymore. So J-Lo on the outs with Ritmo Latino.
Are we in grade school?
I guess so.
I'm going to, then I'm not going to sell them.
that's essentially what happened, yeah.
Celebrity birthdays today, Eric Clapton, 62 years old. The guy who plays Hagrid in Harry Potter, Robbie Coltrane, 57. Comedian Paul Reiser is 50. Nora Jones.
What's he doing, by the way? When was the last time you saw Paul Reiser?
It's been a while.
I don't know.
Yeah. He did that movie a couple of years ago with Peter Falk. Remember that movie where he and his dad went on a road trip?
10,000 Sundays. Not really.
I have no idea.
That wasn't it, no. But that was it. I mean, he was a huge TV star for a number of years and then just vanished.
Norah Jones, super hot, 28. Yes. Warren Beatty, 70. Tracy Chapman, 43. And the skinny little devil on earth, Celine Dion, has a birthday today. She's 39 years old.
Is that all? She looked 45, I'm telling you.
She's looked 45 for about 10 years.
She has.
And that's the K-Rock Showbiz Beat. KROQ, it is the Kevin and Bean Show, and today is the day we've long awaited, as it is the debut of Blades of Glory.
Come on.
I'm the only one really applauding, but who doesn't love a good skating movie? Ralph, you have already seen the movie and you've already partied with the cast. Is that right?
I got to see Blades of Glory early, and I got to tell you, I laughed my ass off for 2 hours. This is another Will Ferrell hit. Him and John Heder play two ice skaters who are rivals, bitter rivals, who are forced to leave the sport as singles because of an altercation that happens in the film. I won't ruin it for you by telling you what happens.
Oh, that's ugly.
But they realize the only way they can get back into the sport is to become the first ever pair of men skating together in figure skating competition.
That's and they're gay or they're not gay?
They are straight as an arrow, okay. And they're very uncomfortable with how gay
The sport
makes them feel. Okay. Yes. But it's an amazing cast, and I got a chance to spend some time with all of them at the Four Seasons Hotel. They have these press junkets go down there where you get to sit in and talk to the people.
Right.
And it's a great cast. It's Will Arnett, who's our pal from Arrested Development.
So funny.
She's very funny. His real-life wife, Amy Poehler, from Saturday Night Live.
Okay. Funny.
They play a brother and sister skating team. And they really play off on the fact that it's totally creepy. These brothers and sisters dating together. There's always some sort of romantic aspect to their relationship.
It is weird.
That's very funny. And I got a chance to sit down with them. Jenna Fischer from TV's Office.
Oh, nice.
And, of course, the man himself, Will Ferrell. When I was talking to Will and Amy, Will Arnett and Amy Poehler, it struck me that you never know when you do these things. And we're very lucky to work in this town. But you never know what celebrities are listening to your show.
Right.
And I didn't know Will Arnett was a fan of ours.
I don't know that
until
either.
The minute I sat down with him, he started in with this.
You know, it's funny. I was just talking to a good buddy of mine, Buzz Aldrin, the other day.
And, no way.
Oh, my God. Astronaut, and he's a really close friend of mine. I've had the opportunity to spend a lot of time with him. So it's just like, it's not even a big deal.
Right. For you, you're not even impressed. Right,
I'm not impressed at all because I spend so much time with him. Sure. Godfather to my kids.
Right. It would be disappointing if you were a big fan of Buzz Aldrin's, for instance, and you didn't have the chance or the opportunity to talk to him.
I guess. You know what I mean?
But you wouldn't know.
Not a big deal to me. So much time with the man.
Okay. Just went right into a Buzz Aldrin chunk.
I think it's worth refreshing people's memories from a couple of weeks ago. This is me, Bean. I was on a flight, and Buzz Aldrin came and sat down next to me, and I was just, I was frozen solid. Because I couldn't talk to the guy because he's such a hero. I mean, the guy walked to the freaking moon, and Will Arnett busted us on that. That's very funny.
Yes, I had no idea. Will was so close with Buzz.
How about that?
What are the chances?
Godfather of his kids and all.
That's right. Huh. Well, as I mentioned, Will and Amy play this brother and sister combo, Strons and Fairchild von Waldenburg. And by the end of the film, it's very apparent they had this sort of creepy pseudo-sexual relationship together. So I couldn't help but ask them about that.
Do you expect any heat from the anti-incest organization?
Well, they're a very powerful lobby.
They are.
You know. They've got a lot of pull in Washington. And there is some fear.
People have talked about the film, saying there may be protests. There may be placards outside of theaters. And it's something I think you need to consider.
I think
this could be a career ender, is what I'm saying, for both of you. You need to consider it, and you need to address it.
Good. It's about time.
It's about time your career ended?
What
goddamn career? Oh, no, he's crying,
here
guys.
Here he goes.
Waterworks.
Yeah, Will just broke down to tears.
That's sad.
The aspect of his career ending.
Wow.
Then the day got even stranger when I sat down with Jenna Fischer from TV's Office, because I love The Office. Yes. I watch it all the time. And you see these people on TV, and you think, wow, that's a big TV star.
Right.
I would be so flustered if I ever met them. Well, here's the thing. I did a little cable access TV show years ago called The Joe Schmo Show.
Right.
Which was a parody of reality television.
Mm-hmm.
More people listened to our show on a daily basis than ever caught an episode of The Joe Schmo Show.
Right.
My head exploded when I sat down across from Jenna Fischer, and she pointed at me and immediately started saying this.
I am a ridiculous Joe Schmo
show fan.
You're kidding me.
My husband's upstairs. He's going to freak out that I'm meeting you. Like, freak out.
Why?
Because it's the greatest television show ever made.
Oh, stop it.
It's no, I'm not kidding. Everyone needs to go out and buy it, rent it, Netflix it. I don't care what you have to do. You have to watch the Joe Schmo show. It's brilliant, both seasons.
You are so sweet.
I'm not being sweet. It's the truth. I'm just plain old truth-telling right now.
Well, all right, then.
Good.
I don't need anything else. This is all we need.
Oh, man, this is so cool. I'm going to interview you.
No, I'm going to interview you.
All right.
He works with Steve Carell and all those famous people on The Office.
That is freaky, Ralph. There's a publicist outside the room. That's, oh, God.
No, I swear to you.
Ralph did this show.
The look on her face when I walked in was as if Elvis entered the room.
The same person that told Will Arnett about the Buzz Aldrin conversation told her about Joe Schmo.
This was the weirdest day of my life.
Is every one of these interviews going to be what they like about you?
No!
Hey, Ralph, let me ask you this before we get back to Jenna Fischer, who I'm right there with you, buddy. I got the biggest crush in the world on her. Isn't she one of those people who is beautiful in real life but really kind of plays down her good looks on The Office, because that's Pam's character, right?
Yeah, she plays a very dowdy character on The Office. And in real life, she's stunning. She's much prettier than she plays on The Office. And this film, she plays Katie Van Walderberg, who is the put-upon younger sister of those two. And the one they always kind of, the doormat they always kind of step on, you know. And the character is very much like Pam on The Office. They're very similar. But luckily for us in this film, she is in lingerie and slutwear for a great deal of the film.
Is that right?
Yeah. Really?
It's much better.
I'm going to have to move up my viewing from 11:30 to 10:05.
It's much better. For us, and I couldn't help but address that with Jenna.
Katie is sort of Pam-esque.
She is.
In the sense, she's the girl next door. She's the sweetheart, and everyone falls in love with her.
Yeah, she is sort of that doormat quality put upon.
But unlike Pam, we get to see her dressed as a whore, which is really wish fulfillment for us.
That's right.
Finally,
that's
right. We get to see our Pam and being a naughty.
That's right. You get to see, like, naughty Pam in this film. That's absolutely true. Yeah. The Pam and her ladies come out.
Yes, they do. Yeah. And Will Ferrell has his hands all over them.
That he certainly does.
The luckiest man in show business.
Well, I was quite lucky, I think.
You enjoyed the
receiving end was not so bad.
No?
Yeah, no. The crazy thing about it is that scene is like, what? Like, it's two solid minutes of him playing with my boobage in the movie.
Right.
But that takes like 12 hours to shoot. So I had a 12-hour day of Will Ferrell massaging my breasts.
Yeah.
Dude. Wow. Will's like, I don't know. We should shoot it again. I didn't feel good about that.
Who wrote that scene, I wonder?
Ralph, as the host of Joe Schmo, seriously, you could have at least gotten a touch, right?
Oh, she so would have done me. And her husband. Her husband wanted me, too, by the way.
Wow.
I could have had both of them.
You could have had him, too?
Oh, easily.
Wow. Sweet. Yeah. Nice.
I also talked to Will Ferrell. Do we have time for Will here? You want to take a break?
Better take a break.
Take a break and come back, and I will play the entirety of my interview with Will Ferrell, who may be the funniest guy on the planet.
Can we listen to her talk, Pam, talking about her boobs again, too?
No kidding. Funny.
If the movie is half as funny as the interviews from the cast, I can't wait to see it, Ralph.
Will plays a character named Chaz Michael Michaels. That's his name as the skater. He is sex on ice. And so he's constantly coming on to the ladies, and that's where that the context for that scene where he is feeling up her boobs comes from.
Aww.
Very funny stuff. And Will addresses that and many more things with me when we return.
On. Blades of Glory is the name of the movie. It's Will Ferrell, of course. It opens today, and Ralph's in the middle of telling us all about the interviews that he got with the cast.
Will Ferrell plays Chaz Michael Michaels, the bad boy of skating.
There is no bad boy of skating.
He was brought up in the seedy underbelly of skating in Detroit.
Yeah.
That's where he learned his skills.
Okay. Yeah, but if there's a bad boy of baking, and we know there is on the food channel, there can certainly be a bad boy of skating. Come on.
And John Heder plays the much cleaner Jimmy McElroy, who is his arch nemesis, until the both of them are thrown out of the sport, and then they have to come together and join as the first ever both male figure skating pair, and they compete in the Blades of Glory movie. And I'll tell you, Will is one of the funniest guys in the world. I got a chance to sit down with him at this press junket at the Four Seasons Hotel, and Will and I have known each other for a long time because we both used to do sketch comedy way back in the days when he was at the Groundlings and I was at Acme Comedy Theater. So
you guys were like East Coast, West Coast feuding?
There was a little feud going on. When I walked in the room before the microphones were turned on, he went, "Oh, my mortal enemy." So we start off talking about the old days and a great many things in this junket for Blades of Glory.
Will Ferrell.
Yes, Ralph.
I've known you a long time now.
Mm-hmm.
And I gotta say, you changed. You've changed.
I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, change, yeah, we all change.
No, but you've changed. You're not the same guy. And I think it's to your detriment, really.
Look, I'll cop to part of that.
Yeah.
I have changed, you know, slightly.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm affected by my surroundings.
So you're putting on somebody else?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's nice. Good for you.
Yeah.
Would you say this is the gayest movie you've ever made?
Well, Zoolander was pretty gay.
I think this is even gayer.
Really?
Yeah.
It's top-notch gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty strong.
But when you say gay, I mean like gay, like a beautiful gay parade, like floats and balloons and uh-huh. people laughing.
Yeah,
right. That's what you
yeah,
mean.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what,
yeah.
Chaz is Sex on Ice. He's called
right.
in the movie. Right. Do you worry someday there's going to be a time in your career where you won't be able to lean on your raw sexuality anymore, and you're going to have to attempt a different avenue?
I thought you were about to say, am I afraid that this movie will lead to a rash of people trying to have sex on ice, literally?
That wasn't what I was going to say.
Oh, okay.
Your performance, I mean, it's very sexual. It's very... I mean, you lean on that part, you know.
Yeah.
You're not going to have that body forever is what I'm saying. And eventually you're going to have to go a different direction. Does that ever worry you in your career?
It does, but I'm going to fight like hell, you know. I think a guy like Clint Eastwood.
Right.
How old is he? Late 70s?
Late 70s, yeah.
He's still sexy as hell.
That's true. He's still
Paul Newman. I think I will be headed in that direction. I think I'll be still an older, incredibly sexy man.
Right. So you'll continue to take your clothes off in your films, you think? Why is that?
Just because...
Is that something you think people want to see?
They demand it.
Yeah.
They demand it. Though there's actually been a... Al Gore's next documentary mm-hmm. is on the fact that if I stop taking my clothes off, there will be... It will affect not only the world climate, but rioting. There will be civil disobedience in the streets right. in the wow. major cities around the world.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just... I don't have a choice.
People want the scars, what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They do want the scar. The scar's been getting mentioned a lot today.
What's up with the scar?
The scar is, you know... I mean, it's
your trademark. You know,
it is my
mustache. You know,
I have the scar.
Every comedian has their thing that people focus on. You've got the scar.
It's actually just a little prosthetic that I put on there for sympathy.
I've always said that you're the Elvis of comedy,
in the sense that I'll eventually be bloated and dead on
no,
a toilet.
No. Reminds me of Elvis because Elvis would like do a boxing movie.
Oh, right, right.
And he'd do like a race car movie.
And then a movie in Hawaii
exactly,
for no reason.
Yeah. So I'm wondering, yeah. you know, you've done your like a soccer movie, you've
but
done
see,
your race car movie, you've done now your ice skating movie. What's next for Will Ferrell?
I think that's the truth, I'm making terrible choices because I should be doing like a movie in Paris. For no reason, you know, just so at
no,
least.
No, but in terms of yeah. profession, I mean, you've captured that
yeah.
that niche, you know. There yeah. should be a cliff diving movie coming up for you, and, you know, lawn darts. I mean, I think you've got the formula now.
The cliff diver. Acapulco. Do they still do the Acapulco cliff diving?
I think they do.
Remember when that was on ABC World of Sports as
yes.
like a huge
Jim
thing?
Jim McKay would take us right to Acapulco.
And there he is. Beautiful.
If you
arching.
Use this,
yeah.
I want 5%.
Okay, I'll give you 5.
All right, to tell me I have to go.
But we just started.
I know. It's been
bull.
Bullshit.
You people run a bull operation here at the Four Seasons Junket.
You can just
wow.
fight all day talking to that guy.
He's so great.
Ralph, when did you get funny, by the way? I've heard you're just good in the afternoons, I guess.
Yeah, that's what it is. Chance to sleep in.
Yeah,
it was
some
on
booze
a Sunday.
In you?
Yeah, had a couple Bloody Marys, and
sure.
I was on a roll.
Yeah. I have to ask. That's Ralph, of course, talking to Will Ferrell at the Junket for the film that opens up today called Blades of Glory. I apologize if I should know this, but I saw Will almost naked in Talladega Nights and almost naked in Old School. What's the scar that you're talking about? I don't even know what that is.
Oh, you've never noticed?
I have.
Ah. On
yeah.
his stomach, he's got this deep, pronounced scar that sort of, there's some sort of attachment there going on with that scar tissue, and it actually indents his stomach. And
well, it was a C-section, wasn't it?
I believe it was, yeah. It's quite on display in this film. He spends a lot of time with his shirt off, and I was just wondering if,
yeah.
if that's something he thinks people actually want to see.
Is it too much time with his shirt off, would you say?
Maybe a little.
All right. Ralph, it sounds like just from hearing you do the interviews that you loved Blades of Glory.
I tell you, this guy's on a roll. I mean, Anchorman and then Talladega Nights and this movie. John Heder is as funny as Will is, and the rest of the cast is terrific. I'm telling you, you will laugh out loud for 2 hours at this movie.
Do we have time to go back to Pam's boobs in front of the office?
I'd say we don't right now,
no,
but maybe it's our time.
Oh,
absolutely.
Come on.
Good times. Thank you, Ralph.
Former sports guy, Money, what is it that you like especially about doing sports?
Oh, because I like to chug big black ones. Big balls, too. I like to put them in my mouth and gurgle them.
Okay. Oh, I don't even want to hear that anymore. I can't imagine how he feels about it. It's the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock 106.7 KRQ. By the way, speaking of Muse, Monday morning we have details on how you can win tickets to see Muse in concert. Also, Killers tickets to give away next week here on K-Rock. All those details Monday. Hey, former sports guy Money, how are you?
Well, I'll tell you, that doesn't age well. It's kind of like an MC Hammer CD.
No, MC Hammer getting stronger, dude.
Hey, Matt Woody Smith?
Yes.
Some changes at the big AM 570? What's going on?
Oh, not too much. We just can't, I guess, say extra anymore. Something happened, like we sold something. And
how do you sell a word?
I know. They have the, I don't know. You know how it is, these lawyers. They lure you up, man.
Sure. Dude, wouldn't it be funny if K-Rock sold the R? I mean, really, just think about it.
We wouldn't be able to say it.
We wouldn't be able to say it anymore.
That's the problem.
Well, we don't have a sports guy. We tried to replace Money when he left, and I think we all know how that went. But
there is time for my bowling update, right?
Yeah, not today. Fortunately, we're not going to have time for that.
Okay. But we are excited because this is a huge weekend for two reasons for sports fans. One is NCAA Final Four tournament is this weekend, two games tomorrow, and then the final on Monday night. And then, of course, more importantly, the reason Money really wanted to come on today is because, ladies and gentlemen, Major League Baseball season starts Sunday night.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
How about those Cubs, Money?
Yeah, the Cubs, let's see, Mark Pryor's hurt, Kerry Wood is hurt.
Look at Kevin's face.
Although they did have the freeway series last night at Chavez Ravine, and there were a whole lot of people there, which is actually pretty exciting.
This really hurts, though. I mean, this when you do the Final Four just before everything goes away, it's kind of like...
Everything doesn't go away. Everything starts up. This is the greatest weekend in the world. We all have tickets for games on Monday, Kevin. We couldn't be more excited.
I know, and I'm happy for you guys, but I don't like baseball, so for me, it's like gorging just before you go on a diet. It's
right.
Like, this has been the best, this Final Four.
And then, this is like it's like Lent and Mardi Gras, right?
Yeah,
the way that works out.
Exactly.
All right. Well, let's talk about some basketball. You know what's funny? I haven't heard a lot of chatter about the UCLA Bruins this week. Are people not excited about it, or am I just missing it? What do you think, Lenny?
No, I think it's probably a reflection of their head coach. And if you've watched the Bruins all year, he's an angry man. They're a business-like program. They approach the game with great respect. So there's really not a lot to the Bruins when it comes to off the court.
Not fun.
They just don't talk a lot. I mean,
right.
Ben Holland, I don't know if you heard what happened up in San Jose when the Bruins went to the Final Four, but like someone asked, like, I think it might have been Aaron Aflalo, who's the Pac-10 Player of the Year. They're,
right.
You know, they're kind of their team MVP this season, if you ask some people. They asked him some sort of question, and Holland didn't like it, and he freaked out in the middle of the press conference that wasn't even for him. It was for his player.
Really?
Screaming at the media, yeah.
Aflalo was in front of the microphones answering questions and Holland was off the mics and yelled. Really?
Yelled at the people. It caused one dude from CBSSportsLine.com, I think his name is Dennis Dodd, if you want to look up the article, to start his piece with Ben Holland is an a-hole.
Nice!
So that happened.
But, nice. But what about from a fan perspective? Obviously, you know, UCLA, the campus is going crazy, but it just, I mean, do people take for granted that the Bruins have a great program? It's just not that big a deal to go?
Well, they were there last year, and, you know, right. A lot of times, you know, repetition, you know, breeds just kind of whatever. And I think the fact that they didn't win it last year, they went up against a Florida team that really just busted them up something good.
I think it was ugly.
People are kind of keeping it in check, that they don't want to get to it, because a lot of people were jacked for that game last year, remember? I mean, they thought after the Bruins just crushed the bigs of LSU and that big baby dude, and it was just really fat, they were going to do the same thing to Florida, and they just didn't. I mean, they got wrecked. So I think people are kind of a little more reserved this year and wondering whether or not they can get past this Florida team.
You know what they should do that might spice things up a bit is when UCLA is playing, what they should do is they should take an occasional camera shot of Bill Walton, who's in the crowd.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Because
you might want to write, like, Billy Packer or Raftery a note and see if they can make that work.
Because they only do that now 100 to 125 times during a UCLA game.
Not nearly enough.
You know, I mean, Bill Walton isn't the most graceful of men anymore, so he's, like, kind of trying to work himself out of that chair and get up, and it's really uncomfortable.
It takes the whole time the shot's on him. He's clapping the whole time, but he is trying desperately to stand up and can't.
Yes. It's a little uncomfortable.
That is
funny. I'll tell you, I'm surprised that, you know, these teams have been in Hotlanta for 2 days and nothing's happened yet, because I mean, we know that the city too busy to hate with their crunk and their Jermaine Dupri and that fat Richard Jewell. People get in trouble down there.
You mean that fat innocent Richard Jewell?
No, didn't he bomb like the 96 Olympics?
No, that's what Kevin accused him of doing with a bullhorn, but it turned out not so
I
true.
Didn't accuse him of that. I accused him of eating the little neighborhood children.
Is our man Charlie Brown still alive?
I don't know.
He won't talk to us anymore, but damn, that's a great idea to call him and see how if he is alive, how he's enjoying the excitement.
Didn't I have a guy buy him the weed?
Yes.
Yes, you did.
I mean, you know, allegedly. Sure.
Allegedly.
Hey, let's try to call him on Monday, Kevin. Seriously, let's put in a phone call to Charles and see if we can get him.
Dude, he was 90 10 years ago.
I know, but let's try anyway, just in case.
That's going
to
go well.
Sport Money, last time we had John, you told us you expected UCLA to beat Florida. Is that still the case?
Well, I think they have a great chance. I really do. And a lot of people that we talked to over the previous week, those, you know, the fancy analysts, they seem to think that UCLA just really makes teams uncomfortable, you know? It's kind of like watching a nude scene with your parents. They just get freaked out. They start missing shots that they normally would make, and that's just how good this defense is. I mean, John Wooden, you know, arguably the greatest coach of all time in any sport, said that he really thinks, as he watches Ben Howland's team play, that they play better defense than any of his teams ever played.
Wow. That's saying something.
Good they play defense. They aren't so good with putting the ball in the basket, that part of it.
So they'll win like 39-34 is what you're telling me.
I'm expecting 7-4.
Excellent.
All right, and last time we had John, some of our listeners who really do listen to what you have to say were very upset that we did not get a prediction on the first game tomorrow afternoon, Georgetown versus Ohio State. What do you think there?
Well, that's a tough one because, you know, the Georgetown are the Hoyas,
right?
And there's really no such thing as a Hoya. So
right.
They just went out and got some, you know, kind of tough-ass looking dog to be their mascot. And as people figure out what a Hoya is, they just don't know. They said it's like some Latin word, but no one can trace that to any sort of Latin or Greek origin. And
so you're saying because there's no such thing as a Hoya, they're going
to
lose?
Well, that just makes me uncomfortable. I mean, the closest thing you can relate it to is white guys making a sound effect when they do a karate chop. It's no thing to get behind. Ohio State, though, the Buckeyes, a tree, and their mascot is a horse chestnut. I mean, a head that is a horse chestnut with a sweater. And I think that's a team you really can get behind.
Okay, so you're going with the mascots.
Well, why not?
Ohio
right?
State.
I mean, it's kind of, you know what, that game is pretty even up as well. And people get so excited last year about George Mason and the Cinderella. This year,
right,
you really have four teams that are really, really good. And, I mean, they're games that I would highly recommend watching. Both of them should be close can go either way. I know that's the cliche, but, you know, Georgetown and Ohio State have those big dudes, which you don't see anymore. Because if a kid is 17 and, you know, lives with his mom and they're eating snack crackers for their entire life, they jump to the NBA. Well, now they can't. They have to go to college.
Right.
So you've got 7'1" Greg Oden and 7' Roy Hibbert, and you know they're going to go at it. That's going to be a good time to watch.
Yeah. But what time do games start tomorrow, Money?
The Ohio State game is first, and that's about 3. Well, I mean, please explain to me why they do this. It's listed as 3:07 p.m., and then the UCLA-Florida game will follow it at 5:47.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't understand that either, but okay.
Those are approximations, so I don't know.
All right.
If it'll
that is... That's tomorrow, and you can hear Money on no extra but AM 570 Sports Radio. And you got a Laker game tonight, of course. You'll be doing the Laker Zone pre-show, around 6 o'clock, I guess. You get ready for the Rockets game.
Yeah, getting ready for Yao Ming's big head and Dikembe Mutombo and his, you know, who want to sex Mutombo?
Wow.
That story, right?
I don't think so.
Well, speaking of Georgetown, the story goes that when Dikembe Mutombo was a center at Georgetown and he was still acclimating to the American way of life, He, and you know what, your whore producer Alex might want to listen up here.
Okay.
He apparently has quite the action going on in his pants.
Is that right?
Oh, okay.
At a club with a bunch of dudes that were partying, and he decided to just kind of throw that thing out there for everyone to see and scream the words, "Who want to sex Mutombo?"
He pulled it out?
That's the word on the screen.
Nice.
That needs to be Alex's first black dude then, because she's currently auditioning for that position. So that's fantastic.
Last night, I can probably arrange something for her to get into that locker room. And, you know, if it's either 7'6", if he's proportioned correctly, Yao Ming or Dikembe in his arm, I'm sure she'll be all right.
She'll be very happy.
Yes.
All right, Money. Thanks very much. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Anytime, guys.
Bye now.
We're taking a look at the showbiz beat for him. You know, Donald Trump having feuds with everybody these days. The latest, have you heard the latest who he's fighting with?
Now what?
Golf Digest magazine. Donald Trump versus Golf Digest. You know, he's got the big WWE thing, I think, this weekend, too.
Right. Yes.
With the hair.
Right.
Well, now, apparently, Golf Digest has dropped the Trump International Golf Club from its list of America's 100 greatest courses.
Awesome.
And Donald Trump, of course, who believes he has the greatest golf course that's ever been created by man in the history of the world ever, tells the New York Post, page 6, that the magazine Golf Digest is a disgrace to their profession.
Oh, my God.
And he alleges that the editor tried to shake him down for advertising dollars in order to ensure that his golf course was placed on the list. And, of course, Golf Digest says, no, that's ridiculous. That never happened. The list isn't for sale. It's just Donald Trump being upset because his course didn't make the cut and on and on and on. This guy can't go through a week without some sort of a feud with somebody.
Yeah, he's fighting with somebody every minute of every day.
Hilarious. Is anyone watching The Apprentice, by the way? Is that show even still on?
It's on, but I'm not watching it.
Remember how big that was the first couple of seasons?
They're in L.A.
Isn't it Los Angeles? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it is.
I think so, yeah.
Let's see here. Girls Gone Wild, the restaurant? Anyone?
Yes.
Girls,
yes, please.
Okay. Girls Gone Wild, the restaurant. Being planned by Joe Francis. He's the guy who's behind Girls Gone Wild. It's going to be about fun, lifestyle, youth, sun. It's about everything Girls Gone Wild, Francis said. It's going to be sexy without being sexual.
Boobs.
Is that possible?
Yeah,
it's possible.
Sexy
but
without
being
sexual?
It's not preferred.
How far you go.
It's not what you would go there for.
No, if I'm going to Girls Gone Wild, the restaurant, I expect at least topless waitresses, right? I mean, at a minimum, and that's what they're famous for.
Maybe not going for the food.
Maybe not topless, but at least a flash.
Yeah, they should flash you every time they bring a new item to the table. They should have to flash you.
And they have to go, woo! Like that.
Like they always do, exactly.
Right? Apparently, Cancun and Cabo is where they're going to open the first two in Mexico.
Well, those will be a success.
You know, the weird thing is, how are they going to blur out their faces in person, though? That's what I was saying. Here's a troubling story. Parade magazine got an interview with Oscar-winning actress Halle Berry. It will be on newsstands, or if you get the paper at home, this Sunday, in this Sunday's edition of the paper. She says that she was so depressed after the breakup with her first husband, David Justice, the baseball star, that she tried to commit suicide. That she was sitting in her car. I guess she had the fumes, the carbon monoxide coming into her car. And she said the only thing that stopped her, she had this image of mom finding her. And she said, you know, mom had sacrificed so much for us kids. It would be a selfish thing to do to have her have to come across the body like that. I couldn't do that. She said her sense of worth, self-worth was so low at that time after that first divorce that she had to reprogram herself to see the good in her. She felt that if someone didn't love her, it meant that she was unlovable. And she had to work really hard to get to the point where she wouldn't have those feelings again. And it's what saved her when her second marriage fell apart, too. But Halle Berry, I would have been, I mean, you know, God bless, you know, Richard Jenny, funny guy and all, but we can lose him. Halle Berry, way too hot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, unfortunately, yes.
Yeah.
Being at KROQ.com. Spider-Man 3 going to be maybe the biggest movie of the year. Is we already told you it's going to premiere in Japan before the United States because of the piracy issues. It's now also going to premiere in China. The day before it comes to North America.
It's probably really smart.
Japan and China, so they are hoping to get some of the money at the box office instead of the bootleg movies, which is what goes on a lot there.
Right.
But I still don't know. I mean, I guess they're doing that because they don't want a several weeks lead time in the U.S. Is that what it is? Because they think people will videotape it here? Because people can still videotape it opening weekend in Japan and have those things on the street that Monday.
Yeah, I imagine.
I think people don't want to wait. And that's why they buy the bootlegs. This way they don't have to wait. Wouldn't you rather see it on the big screen?
Oh, sure.
So if you want to see it first, you're going to have to go to China or Japan.
Done.
And finally, late breaking news on TMZ.com yesterday. Our pal Harvey Levin had the scoop on Brittany and Kevin, the divorce. Apparently, they got together with their attorneys for several hours yesterday and hammered out the final deal on the money and on the child custody issue. We talked to the hammer ourselves early this morning and found this out.
They settled it. You know, they had a prenup. I don't know if you've heard of this lawyer, Laura Wasser. She is the one who drafted the prenup for Brittany.
Right.
And there was no way he could have gotten around this prenup. So he got around $1 million.
That's it? Wow.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. That is awesome news. I'm so glad he doesn't get most of her money. That's
bonus. It's really good news.
That's an abuse of that law if he were to, you know, try and figure out a way to get that money. So that's good news. Birthdays, celebrity birthdays today. You got your Eric Clapton, who is 62 years old. You got Robbie Coltrane, who played Hagrid in the Harry Potter series. He's 57. Comedian Paul Reiser is 50. Nora Jones is hot and 28. Actor Warren Beatty, 70. Huh. Seems like he's been 70 since I was born, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does. And he's still giving that speech at the Golden Globes, too. That speech is still going on.
Yeah. Ian Ziering, 90210, 43 years old today.
Dancing with the Stars, man. He's ripping it up, right, Lisa?
Oh, yeah. He's doing great.
Don't really watch that show.
I know you don't.
Tracy Chapman, 43, and The Antichrist, The Reason That We Hate, Celine Dion, 39 years old. And that's the K-Rock Showbiz.
Contains sexually explicit dialogue. Viewer discretion is advised.
The reenactments and commentary in this program may contain frank talk of a sexual nature. Viewer discretion is advised. The following program contains adult language and subject matter. Viewer discretion.
This program contains sexually explicit dialogue.
A warning, some of what you're about to see and hear is explicit.
All right, we got it. Okay.
Okay, good.
I just want to make sure everybody's...
We're covered.
...clear on what's about to come, so to speak.
Hey, Lisa.
Yeah?
Do anything interesting this week?
Well, yesterday I broke in my G-spot.
Due to some graphic and mature content, parental discretion is advised.
So, a few days ago, Lisa May went down to Dr. Matlock. Where's he? What's his place? People want to look it up?
You can just look up Dr. David Matlock or the G-Shot Spot. You can Google that, and they'll give you his address. He's on Sunset Boulevard right by Doheny.
Okay, now this is the guy who does all things vagina.
Yeah.
And he has come up with something called the G-Shot, where and we had the K-Rock microphones were there. We played the tape a couple of days ago. He basically put a needle in your G-Spot and enlarged it, right? So now you've got a bigger surface area for action.
Exactly. He used collagen, pure collagen.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually got the double shot.
The double shot?
Which he'd never done before.
Is that what you want? You want to do something he's never done before?
Well, it worked out fine, okay. So.
Fantastic.
The following program contains adult language and subject matter. Viewer discretion advised.
So, technically, you only had to wait 4 hours before you were able to use it to get the newfound benefits of the operation. But you, with your schedule, had to wait a couple of days.
And had to wait
until last night was tonight.
Yeah, until last night. And I was a little nervous. I mean, I didn't really do a lot of exploring beforehand. I don't know. I just was nervous about
scary.
It. Yeah, a little scary.
Sure.
And so my gentleman friend came over.
That's what she refers to anyone that comes over as that.
My gentleman friend.
Any guy that shows up, any port in a storm.
My longtime gentleman friend.
Okay.
And, you know, we got right to it.
Mm-hmm.
There was no chit-chat or anything. Come in the bedroom, take off your clothes.
He walks in the door and says, let's try it out. Come on.
We got work to do.
He knew that's why he was there.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. He's like a pony that's a stud.
Right, exactly. There's no. I would imagine no difference for the guy at all, right? It's the same deal for him, right?
As it turns out, no, there's really no difference for the guy.
Okay.
But for the girl...
This program contains sexually explicit dialogue. Viewer discretion is advised.
We got it.
For the girl, it's interesting. There's like a different kind of sensation, a different tingly, warm sensation.
Is
that
it
happens.
Good?
It's really good.
Okay.
And it happens pretty early. Everything kind of is on a faster schedule.
Kind of sped up.
A little sped up, yeah, from beginning to end.
You get in the end?
A warning, some of what you're about to see and hear is explicit.
I didn't even know you got the shot back there.
You get the shot at both ends.
Was it a surprise to you? Was it not what you expected it to feel like?
I didn't know. I had no idea what it was going to feel like. We did a little bit of the where he talks to your waist kind of stuff first.
Who, the doctor?
Okay.
No, the boy.
Oh,
you know,
I understand.
I'm being
very
delicate here. Did
Due
that
to
first.
Some graphic and mature content, parental discretion is advised.
And that seemed extra yummy.
Okay.
And then when we got to the other stuff, boy, everything was just on a faster track. It just all felt a little different, a little better.
How about that?
I don't know how to say this. there's a different kind of stroke that was used that was like... there's no way to say this without getting in trouble, but...
Well, then don't say it.
I won't.
But he had to change things up?
He didn't have to, but it turned out that there was another way that just felt a little better than the old way.
I see.
Was that a shock?
Okay.
Was it surprising to you?
No.
Was it better?
It wasn't like I died and went to heaven, but it was definitely different and better and faster. Which I'm sure guys would be really happy
about.
And yours is now bigger than his, right? I understand.
No. You know, and I asked him, does it feel bigger? And he said, it just feels kind of puffy there.
Okay.
Oh, that's tight.
All right.
It felt a little bigger, a little kind of puffy.
How much is it? How much is that shot?
Well, if you just get the one shot, it's $1,850. The double shot's $2,500.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, how about that?
How long does it last?
About 4 months, it's supposed to last.
Four months, okay.
Yeah.
You got a vagina of gold right now, Lisa.
I know.
How about that? Well, we have a special guest that we're going to bring on the show for you, Lisa, that we have not told you about. But
and we do want to warn you that some of the language in this story is strong, and it may offend you. It may offend some other people. We have decided to leave it in the story for you to decide.
We asked producer Lightning to, first, they had to install a phone down there, but second of all, he had to get the phone number for your G spot. And we actually have your G spot on the line with us
Shut
right now.
How about it?
Hello? That's his ring back tone.
I didn't know he had a phone.
Hello?
Hello?
G-Unit.
Yes, is this Lisa Bay's G spot? Are we talking to her vagina?
Yes.
I didn't know it was a guy.
I didn't either.
Are you okay? You don't sound very well.
You don't sound like you feel well.
I've been better.
Really? See, because Lisa described it as being better than before.
Yeah, I thought you'd be happy.
Lisa is a selfish bitch.
Oh, is that right?
Why are you playing God?
What do you mean? What's wrong? I thought you were...
What have you done to me in the name of science?
I made you better.
I'm a fat, puffy mutant freak.
Oh, no.
I used to be lean and muscular.
Right.
I was a vulva. That's what I do.
And then you just gained a bunch
now
of weight all of a sudden?
I look like a Pillsbury biscuit.
Oh.
I didn't know you were...
Fleshy, fat ball.
I didn't know you were concerned with your figure. I
After
apologize.
All I've been through.
Yeah, and that's
I've
a
been
lot.
Inside your cavernous
All right,
mess
easy.
For
Stop.
Years.
Easy.
That is not nice.
Hey, G-Spot. What's that?
It's a pig.
That's what?
A pig?
You wouldn't believe the stuff that's down here.
Why is there a pig in there?
You ask the whore.
Oh, wow.
Oh, watch out.
What's that?
A jalopy.
A car?
Yeah.
I left that in there?
Well, a lot of lube on that one.
Wow.
What the hell is that?
Is that another pig?
It's a bird getting done in with a drill.
This is going on inside Lisa's vagina?
That's not all.
Oh, no.
Well, that's the neighbor.
You opened up the mud flaps there.
Oh,
talking
about that. Oh. What? It sounds like a car peeling out.
28 Buick.
Oh, man.
Well, I've lost a lot of stuff over the years.
No wonder it's so crowded down there for you now that you're really, really fat because you got all that other stuff you shared space with.
Just saying hi to the neighbors.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Wow. A rooster?
Yeah. Who would have thought there'd be a cock in here?
As you know, Ralph has been on vacation this week. It is Friday. We still want to take a look at the movies, so we couldn't do any better than Mr. Movie Phone on the line with us back on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Hey, Mr. Movie Phone, what's going on?
Hello, and welcome to KROQ.
Mr. Movie Phone, real quick before we talk about this week's movies, I have to ask.
Sure.
I was stunned Monday morning to come in and find that the goddamn Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was the number one film in America. Were you surprised, or am I just a lame-o?
No, I was surprised, and I actually think that the movie world has gone to hell. I don't know what is going on. You know, you think about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, you think about Wild Hogs, you think about, you know, all of these movies, Ghost Rider, that have
sure.
been number one. It seems like what moviegoers are looking for these days are movies that are fun. They don't really care if they're necessarily good or bad. They're smoking a bunch of weed and going and having some fun at the movies.
That's my life, exactly.
That's
right. So we're talking about Kevin's people. Well, there's a bunch of films, big and small, coming out this week. What do you want to start with today, Mr. Movie Phone?
Let's do that. You know, it's sort of like summer because we do have some big movies out, a big comedy, a big family film. Let's start with the family film, Meet the Robinsons, all right?
Okay.
Now, this is a nice family film. It's an animated tale about a little orphan boy. He's a genius named Lewis. He comes up with this invention. Just a beautiful little kid. But he ends up, before he can, he wants to go back and see his mom. But
right.
he gets whisked away to this future magical land where he meets all these zany characters and actually meets the family he's sort of always dreamed of. Now, the film features the voices of Angela Bassett. You got Tom Selleck, Harlan Williams. I got to tell you, I almost loved this movie.
Almost loved.
What?
I did. I almost loved this movie. If you guys have a little clip, play it and you'll understand why.
I'm late. I gotta go.
Wait a minute, Lewis. Wait a minute. I almost forgot what I came up here for. I know you have a lot on your plate today, but I've scheduled an interview for you this afternoon.
No thanks.
No thanks. Sweetheart, this is about being adopted.
I'm done with interviews, Mildred. I'm not going to be rejected anymore.
Listen, I know where your head is, but I'm telling you, you have got to get out of the past and look to the future.
I am, and this is it.
Okay, so what are you in love with there, Mr. Movie Phone?
Really? You know, maybe it didn't come to life in that clip.
No.
Let me tell you what I'm in love with this movie. I like the characters, but let me tell you what I really loved was the Disney Digital 3D. And I like the message of the movie, and especially I like the way they all work together. So if you go see Meet the Robinsons, and you should, go see it in this Disney Digital 3D, and you'll be taking a trip to the future of movies, and here's why.
Do you have to wear the glasses, the 3D glasses?
Yeah, you absolutely do. But okay. They actually make them look like aviators and sort of like Paris Hilton. So,
excellent.
So people like to wear them in the dark. It's no problem. This is the reason I love this movie, is because I'm watching it, and it's just your average movie with average Disney characters, but I'm so into it. I'm kind of enveloped by the whole thing, and I'm thinking to myself, why is that? It's because of the Disney Digital 3D. I got to tell you guys, it looks fantastic. It's amazing. And it's not because they're just throwing crap at you left and right. It's because it's a whole new perspective, right? You're looking at it and you feel like you're looking right through the movie screen. The technology has come far enough where it just looks fantastic. Plus, you add some pretty nice characters right. and a good story, and you've actually got an amazing movie. And what it made me think to myself was, what if this technology gets to the point, which it is now and will be in the near future, where we get to see movies like, say, The Departed in 3D.
Or 300.
300. You know that scene where all of those arrows come raining down
that's
on.
True.
It's amazing because the theater owners have been bitching and moaning forever about all the movies. People aren't coming anymore. I sort of have to call BS on that because we talked about Wild Hogs and a bunch of these other movies are doing so well. But I tell you what, I'm going to the movies every week if I can see a movie like Grindhouse in 3D.
Oh, I hear you.
Yes.
That looks great.
Go ahead.
It's interesting. It's interesting you bring that up because the 3D technology has been around forever. I mean, but virtually unchanged for the last, 60 years or something like that. If they can do what you're talking about, which is to make it so cool that, the difference between watching high-def TV and watching real TV, for instance, if that's the point we get to, nobody's ever going to want to watch crappy old-style movies again if this is happening.
I think you're exactly right. And it always comes back to the story. You know, just a bunch of 3D effects aren't going to do it for anybody. But you take these amazing stories with amazing characters and you look at it in this perspective, and it's a whole new deal. So I say go see Meet the Robinsons. Go see it at the El Capitan Theater or any of the other theaters playing it in this 3D.
Okay.
And I think you're going to like it. It's really cool.
All right.
All right, what's next?
Well, here's the deal. We're going to talk about the big comedy, Blades of Glory. Now, did you guys have the stars on the air earlier?
We did, yes.
Yes.
Uncomfortable.
Really? Oh, how could you not like this movie, Mr. Movie Phone? This movie looks like it has everything.
No, here's the thing. It's not that I didn't like the movie. I did like it. I won't bother describing it because everybody knows what it's about. It's
right.
These two dudes who end up in the pairs competition. But here's what I have to say about the movie. Did you guys see it, first of all?
No, I have not seen it yet.
Not yet.
Going today.
Well, I think it's going to be exactly what you think it's going to be, which is pure shtick, okay? It is Ricky Bobby on Ice. It's another movie-length Saturday Night Live skit that, frankly, it's skating on a little thin ice.
I'm in.
You're in. By the way, that's all a lot of people need. But I'm telling you, the premise is even a little more absurd than the usual Ferrell movie. You know, we sort of believed that he could drive a car in Talladega Nights. He's not an ice skater, so this is just a joke from the beginning of the movie to the end. But I got to tell you, probably enough laughs. I loved Will Arnett. I love Ferrell. Amy Poehler's in the movie. They do a fantastic job. I'm a little done with the John Heder shtick. You know, Napoleon, I don't know if I need any more of that.
Is it the same as Napoleon?
Exactly the same. It's exactly the same, and, you know, we can only see it so many times. But the fact is, Will Ferrell is kind of making the same movie over and over and over again. And I saw him on an interview where he was wearing a big fro for another movie he's doing, where he's back in the 70s or something like that. And I'm thinking, oh, no, do I really want to see another one? But
the answer is yes.
Well, the answer is yes. I think for a lot of people, the answer is yes. So I like this movie. I'm in. It wasn't as great as I had hoped it would be. But, you know, what are you going to do?
What exactly.
We do have a quick clip. Here it is from Blades of Glory. Will Ferrell and John Heder in a scene together.
So, what's that one with the horse?
My blonde Ukrainian she-devil.
Not Oksana Bayul. At 16, she won the gold, turned pro, and was named one of Barbara Walters' most fascinating persons of 1994.
But don't let her fool you. She's as cold as the ice she skates on. She's like dry ice. Wait, she's colder than that. What's colder than dry ice?
I don't know.
I'll tell you what it is. Oksana.
I am so in, Mr. Boomerfoot. I'm sorry. I'm just in.
That that clip is hard to argue with.
Yeah.
Right there. And by the way, if you don't mind me doing a quick plug here, you can go to moviephone.com where we have this unscripted series where the stars interview each other.
Right.
So we have Farrell and the other guys. And the amazing thing is they are talking about the perils of putting two wieners in a single bun.
Excellent.
Oh, I see.
That's an image that'll just burn a hole right in your forehead.
Yeah, I don't know that I needed that image. All right, we're desperately running late. Give me just a few words on two other big movies opening up this weekend. What do you know about The Hoax with Richard Gere, Alfred Molina, Marcia Gay Harden, Stanley Tucci? Great cast, great true story. What do you know about that one, Mr. Movie Fun?
I know it's doing. It's a pretty good movie. It's in very limited theaters. You're going to have a hard time finding it. I think probably the other movie you want to look for this weekend, it's called The Lookout. I don't know if you've heard about this one, but great character. Joseph Gordon-Levitt stars in it. He stars as a guy, has a terrible accident, ends up being a security guy or a janitor at a bank, and it ends up in on a robbery. And it's an amazing movie. So that's a good one.
But this is the guy who's got the dysfunction where he can't remember what order he has to do stuff in. Right. So it makes it difficult for him to get dressed or make breakfast for himself or something like that. And he somehow gets involved in a bank heist. And the beautiful Isla Fisher is in this film, too. Let's not forget.
Yes, that's right. Borat's Main Squeeze. And so that's not in a lot of theaters, but if you can find it, go check that out. But I think, obviously Blades of Glory meet the Blades of Gory, Glory, the Freudian slip.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be the big movie of the weekend. So check that out.
Very nice. Right. Very good. Thank you, Mr. Movie Phone. We'll talk to you next time.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.
First, the Kevin and Bean Afro Line, 323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day. You call us. We archive it. Put it on the air.
I hate my job. I hate my job.
I hate my job. I hate my job.
I'm
not sure what he's saying.
Somebody clarify that. He's dissatisfied with his employment, but I can't tell.
Not happy with his employment. Okay. Here's somebody call while driving.
I just saw a midget driving.
Thank you for the call. Earlier this week, we did the Ralph Philharmonic Orchestra, but since Ralph's on vacation, we used Psycho Mike and the King of Mexico, getting rave reviews for their performance.
I am stuck on the 91 freeway, and I'm drinking my friggin' coffee, and then I hear Ralph Philharmonic. And can I tell you, dude, that was hilarious. Tell Mike and the King of Mexico that if they want to in the bed, threesome, I'm down.
Yes,
wow. Dude.
Psycho Mike and KOM.
Well done. Mike, is there any woman on earth hot enough to draw you into a threesome if the King of Mexico has the third leg?
Well, no, because I'd just be so embarrassed by how much he would outshine me in the bedroom, you
good
know?
Point. Yeah, that's a good point. Not huge fans of country music.
Okay, this song that I'm listening to on the new country station, Go Country, literally the lyrics are, little bit of hound dog, little bit of truck, little bit of luck. What is that crap? That crap is on the radio. Make it stop.
Yeah. Wish we had that much power.
This is Sanjaya from American Idol. And when I'm not sucking on Simon's I'm listening to Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. Yay!
Well, thank you, Sanjaya.
Hello! Dodgers! Raiders! Best Buy! Hello!
That may be running out. That may be running out its usefulness, don't you think?
No. Maybe.
All right, how about after this one?
Hey, Kevin. I hear it's your birthday today. This is Jingles, the birthday clown. Happy birthday to...
Clown?
How about now? How about now? Now have we used it up completely?
Mohinder?
Have we retched every little bit out of that we can?
Probably.
I was just calling to see how Dean's G-shot went. Let us know.
It wasn't Bean, it was Lisa.
It was Lisa. Okay, good. Yes. I was just feeling down there. I didn't feel anything. So, okay, yeah.
Here's the doctor.
Okay, Lisa, lay back. Before I give you the shot, I'm going to have to numb you. Numb, 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 numb.
And finally, Lisa, the traffic reporter, causing traffic problems.
Hey, Lisa May. Thanks for the G-spot story. I have the biggest boner right now. This is Oslo. Boner in my car.
Hey, you can drive hands-free now. Ralph Garen will be back starting Monday morning with the Showbiz Beat. In the meantime, let's take a look at it one more time. What's everybody in Hollywood talking about? Well, one of the things is the most unlikely couples that I've heard about in a while.
You know, Carmen Electra, recently divorced from our pal Dave Navarro, has been, you know, linked to a couple of guys. Every time she's one of those celebrities, every time she gets photographed in the same room as some guy,
right,
she's rumored to be dating.
And usually is.
But I didn't see this one coming.
No.
According to Star Magazine, reporting that Carmen Electra, maybe even this weekend, will come out publicly with her new relationship, is in love with Joan Jett, ladies and gentlemen. Joan Jett.
That is what I'm talking about.
That's kind of shocking.
I don't know if you'd be talking about that if you saw Joan Jett today.
That's so hot.
It is hot on paper, but in real life,
really?
I don't know. Carmen Electra and Joan Jett, I don't know. According to Star Magazine, says that look for them this weekend together at the Dinosaur Weekend in Palm Springs, which again, just makes it sound to me like they're making the whole thing up.
Who's the dude?
That would be Joan.
Joan would be the dude.
Yeah, that's a joke. All right. Paris Hilton might be going to jail. We've been telling you about this story all morning. She, of course, she had probation for reckless driving. And then she was pulled over again 5 weeks later. She was sentenced to 3 years probation in January. She got pulled over recently in West Hollywood, and now they took her $190,000 Bentley and impounded it. And now they're saying that they might put her in jail.
Sweet!
What are the chances of
at
that?
At the least they should keep her car. She doesn't deserve it.
She doesn't deserve it.
That's where you put the webcam in. Put her in jail, give her a webcam.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Congratulations to our own Psycho Mike. His second wife was born yesterday. Part of twins, to Nomar Garciaparra, Dodgers star, and soccer icon Mia Hamm. They had twins together yesterday, and I know, Mike, you love Nomar, and he won't marry you, so this is the way to get at least get into the family. He'll be your father-in-law if you can just wait 18 years, and you have your shot.
Yeah.
But you have your wife.
Well, in 18 years when they're legal, my wife will either be dead or I've moved on.
Or have been tired of you.
She's 18 years older by then. She's all used up.
Wow. You're a champ.
You really are.
You're a prize.
She is a lucky, lucky person. We were also talking earlier this morning about Britney Spears and K-Fed. Rumors about the divorce settlement have been flying since the day they separated.
Yeah.
And it's finally been finalized, apparently. We talked to Harvey Levin a little earlier this morning from TMZ.com.
They settled it. You know, they had a prenup. I don't know if you've heard of this lawyer, Laura Wasser. She is the one who drafted the prenup for Britney.
Right.
And there was no way he could have gotten around this prenup, so he got around $1 million.
That's it? Wow.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. That is good news.
Yeah.
$1 million is a lot, but he can't take half her money, which would have been ridiculous.
Yeah, she's smart to have had as good a prenup as she did because she was worth, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars, I think, when she got into that marriage. So
she's eaten most of that now, but.
Well, that is true. I would like to have a crystal ball so I could fast forward and see what both Britney and Kevin are going to be doing in 10 years. I really would. Love to know.
Me too.
Porn star Jenna Jameson in the news. According to Rush and Malloy, they're the gossip columnists for the New York Post. She, of course, is, one of the most legendary, maybe the most famous porn star alive today. Her best-selling autobiography was called How to Make Love to a Porn Star, and apparently there's talk about turning that into a movie.
Right.
I don't know whether she was planning on playing herself in the movie or what this is about, but according to the gossip columnists, she has been flaking on meetings with Hollywood big shots about making the book into a movie because she had a vaginoplasty gone bad. Apparently, she underwent a vaginoplasty at the Beverly Hills plastic surgeon. She's very unhappy with the way it turned out. It says here she has decided to hole up and not speak to anybody about it.
Wow.
Her rep says she doesn't know anything about the surgery, but Lisa, you're an expert with vaginoplasties. What could possibly go wrong?
Lisa didn't have that done.
I didn't. I just had a little G-shot thing. I don't know. Is that vaginal rejuvenation? Is that what that is?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it would be like a model with a bad nose job.
Who would need that? Who's had such a successful career with it just the way it was?
Yeah, I mean, the most photographed vajayjay in the world. How could anyone improve upon that? I don't understand what she would be going in for.
Because since she's last had her vajayjay photographed, she's been dating Tito Ortiz.
No.
And all he knows how to do is destroy.
I see.
So that's it.
He wrecked her.
Tito, you're dating her? I didn't realize that.
So, namachri, micha, tush, or tos, es. In the air from Las Gatas de Pussy.
I think it's a different Tito, Kevin. I think we're confused
about
that.
Okay.
And I'll do one more here because I think this is awesome. Everybody loves Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle, right?
Sure.
Great movie. Well, Cal Penn, who is the actor who plays Kumar, who's actually very talented. He's in that film, what's it called, Lisa?
Namesake.
The Namesake that's out right now in theaters. He's been on 24. The guy's been in a lot of stuff. He is this semester going to be a guest instructor at the University of Pennsylvania. I mean, imagine you show up for class one day, and in walks Kumar. He's teaching your class for the day.
I'd be pretty happy with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently he is going to be a guest instructor in Images of Asian Americans in the Media is one course, and Contemporary American Teen Films is the other. Look, I know it's been a while since I went to college, but they didn't have classes on contemporary American teen films when I was going. That was not an option.
Nor did they have Kumar teaching it.
Yeah, nor was Kumar coming in and smoking out in front of the class, too. But anyway, the classes are coming up. Oh, it says here, I'm sorry, it says the classes are not going to be until the spring of next year, but he has already signed up to do that. He's a smart guy in addition to being a very good actor. He graduated from UCLA. He had a degree in sociology and specialization in theater, film, and TV, and he's also starting a graduate certificate in international security at Stanford University. So there's a guy who may not just be guessing that he'll be acting forever, wants to have something to fall back on. But more power to Kumar.
So smoke weed. That's the message today?
That's the message of the story. Yes, exactly.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Eric Clapton, 62 years old. Comedian Paul Reiser turns 50. The guy who played Hagrid on Harry Potter is Robbie Coltrane. He's 57 years old. Nora Jones, hot, 28.
I wish she would speed it up
a little.
No, she's fine. I think she's fine in a, you know, down-to-earth kind of regular girl kind of way. She's very pretty, but all of her songs are that dirge-like tempo. I wish every once in a while she'd just pick up the tempo a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Brick House or something?
Yeah, something. I mean, God bless her. You put on her album, though, and you can't get more than like three songs in at one sitting. It's just, it's too slow for too long. That's all. I think she's talented, but mix it up is what I'm saying.
Bulls on Parade, something like that?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'd like to hear.
Warren Beatty, 70 years old, supposedly. He's been 70 since I was born. Tracy Chapman, 43, and the devil herself, the reason that there is religion so that they can fight back against Celine Dion.
Wow.
Hate with the hate of a thousand suns. Hate. And that's the K-Rock Showbiz beat. When are we going to get some new music from Papa Roach? That's what I want to know.
Well, he's a fan.
Oh, come on. How dare you?
Take it easy. Mucho take it easy.
That's called Forever, I want to say. And that is new Papa Roach on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KRQ. The man singing the song is the man in our studio right now. Please welcome back Jacoby Shaddix. Hey, Jacoby, how are you, man?
I am fabulous, exquisite, and glamorous.
We were happy to.
The best song you guys have done, by the way. Just my humble opinion.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that song.
I loved, of course, Not Coming Home. We've talked to you about. I think it was my favorite song that you've done. I think this is my new favorite song.
That's what I'm talking about, man. We keep dropping them on you.
Now, Psycho Mike watched your show. I guess they had a sneak preview.
It was the pilot episode. Okay. And we went and shot that, like, I don't know, a couple months ago. They put it together for the show Scarred.
It's a gnarly new show on MTV. And how would you describe it, Mike? What?
The best show ever.
But beyond that, if you had to expand beyond that, what would you say?
I watched this show, like you said, the pilot episode, and about 2 minutes into the show, I said, I can't finish. There's no way I could tolerate watching this show any longer. Yet, I somehow made it through, and at the end of the episode, I said, I need another episode. I need it now.
See, that's cool, man.
Here's the intro for the show.
Following stories are real. They contain no recreations or dramatizations. The footage was captured on video by the people involved. Do not attempt these bone-crunching, skin-splitting stunts under any circumstances. They can cause serious injury or leave you permanently scarred.
Tonight on Scarred, a pro snowboarder gets knee-deep.
My kneecap just ripped in half.
This BMX rider uses his head.
I just completely white-knuckled on the grips, like face first.
And stick around for the most f***ed up clip of the day. Oh my God, dude.
Pretty funny.
Well, I don't think it's funny.
It's brutal. Oh, it's seriously brutal.
This is real stuff, real footage that people took themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm talking about the kind of stuff, you know, every once in a while when you're watching the NFL, for example, somebody will twist their knee or whatever. And they'll show it over and over and over again. And it just makes every guy that's watching, every girl that's watching, everybody just cringe and kind of look away. But then you got to watch it again.
Yeah.
But then you look away. But then you got to watch it. It's just brutal.
It's just wrong, but so right.
Now, you interview these people, too.
Well, actually, what they do is they send a camera crew out and they'll do their stories. So pretty much my part of the deal is I'm just like throwing from each section and stuff like that. But every time we go do, like, shoot an episode, we'll go through and I'll watch all the clips of all the guys and their accidents and stuff. And the stuff I've been seeing, I just shot for, like, 3 days down on Melrose behind this little joint Brooklyn Projects, like, on graffiti walls and stuff.
Right.
And we watched all the footage, and it's just brutal. I mean, the next show's coming up is just like, it just gets worse
First of all, the wipeout is brutal, but then they slow it down, and then they focus in.
And you then you hear the crack. There's this one where they didn't even have to enhance the sound. It was just like...
So even if you're looking away, you still cringe. But you have to watch.
It's awesome. I love it.
What's great about the extreme sports guys, though, like the motorbike guys and guys you're talking about, is so often they are rolling film because they're trying stunts or they're doing crazy stuff. I mean, I can't tell you how many people have died in this country and their last words are, "Hey, check me out."
Did you get that?
Yeah, exactly.
Did you get hooked up with this show?
MTV had come at me a couple times for a couple different shows, and... this one really just seemed to fit my personality and stuff like that. And, you know, it's just I get to be me on the show. And that's
what were some of the other ones? Do you remember what they?
There was another one, I think, where it's like I'm hooking up with these three college girls and we do this like band makeover kind of thing. And it just wasn't working
out.
You didn't
feel the whole makeout thing? Makeover?
Nah, I mean, the makeout thing maybe, but not the makeover thing. You know? So I don't know. It wasn't me. So this one, they came at me and, you know.
They showed you some of these clips?
Yeah, they showed me the clips. I'm like, all right, cool. I fit the bill. It works out. You know, I'm a rocker. I'm into that. I'm extreme. These clips are extreme. It shall work.
What's your favorite of the ones that you've seen so far for Scarred? The ones that haven't aired yet, but you've seen?
There's this one coming up where this kid, it's like, he's just in his backyard playing, like, leapfrog with his friend.
Right.
And I don't know why the hell they were videotaping each other playing leapfrog, but, like, he goes and, like, flips over his friend, and you just hear this, like, crack, and then you look at the kid laying on the ground, and his leg is, like, spun around the completely opposite direction.
My dude. God, that hurts.
Yeah, there's just some really bad ones. And there was one on the pilot that was hilarious. Like, the kid's skateboarding and does a rail, and... snaps off and falls, and it doesn't take a really hard fall, but then you see his arm, it's like flopping around.
Yeah,
it's... and he's like, it kind of hurts. It doesn't hurt as bad as I think it would. And he's like kind of calm.
Because he's in shock, probably.
Yeah, and then like he lays down, and he's like, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? His friend's tripping out, and he's like, call my mom. You know, like. You just feel so bad, but
when you talk to these guys, when your camera crews go and talk to these guys afterwards, what's their demeanor usually? Is it just like, oh man, that was so effed up, or oh, I wish I hadn't done that, or oh, it was really cool? I mean, what do they usually say?
They love it, Bean. They love it.
It's like they do the video part, and then they're like, every time I drive by that rail where I broke my arm, I just want to go back and do it again.
Really?
Yeah.
So that they can do it? They try to do it again?
These kids do not give up. These kids are relentless.
Well, that's good for your show.
You know, so we're like, well, we'll see you next time.
Try it again. Now, this doesn't come on MTV until a week from Tuesday, right?
Yeah, it comes on. I think officially, it starts April 10th. It's like 9:30. It's right after Punk'd, so it's like got a killer slot. And
part of MTV's new Tuesday night lineup.
Yes.
So it's fabulous.
Let me ask you this, Jacoby, because I remember, you know, in the Jackass era when they were still making new TV shows for MTV, people were going out and doing crazy stuff so that they could send it in and get on television. And MTV had a big problem with people doing copycats.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, is there any kind of concern now that people are saying, oh, I love Scarred, I got to figure out some way to get on it, and they go out and get hurt?
I mean, you know, we're not telling people to go out there and do this on purpose, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's just, there's so many skaters out there doing it that it's like, and it's a dangerous sport sometimes.
Watch these clips. I don't know anyone that would want to do that. I mean, because they're so extreme. Give me another show to get on. I don't want to get on Scarred.
But that's the whole thing is people like in that sport, you know, motocross, everybody's trying to push the envelope.
Right.
You know, it's like that's what's going on. And that's why we have these people, you know, that are doing these amazing stunts and pulling off these amazing tricks and stuff like that. So it's like sometimes you get hurt.
Yeah.
And that's just how it goes.
What did the guys in Papa Roach say when you told them you wanted to do this TV show? Were they supportive? Are you now a pretty boy?
Nah, they were all totally stoked.
TV star.
It's funny because it's like, the guys were really stoked about it. You know, it was cool. And as far as Pretty Boy goes, it's like there's nothing Pretty Boy about this show.
No, there isn't. That's
it's like
true.
Anti-Pretty Boy, which is killer. That's why I love it, you know?
Jacoby Shaddix is here. Of course, Papa Roach. We're going to take a quick break and come right back on the World Famous.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Jacoby from Papa Roach. And this is Scarred, the show that's almost too painful to watch. Each week, we will bring you the sickest clips of people getting smashed up and mangled and find out firsthand what went wrong
and what left these people scarred.
Oh, my God.
Hey, where are the protests for Scarred? Come on, there have to be groups who are already campaigning against MTV to pull this show, right?
I think my wife is.
Yeah, she's not happy.
She can't watch it. She's like, she tried to watch the pilot, and she's like, I can't watch this.
I can't. This is not my kind of thing, but I can't look away.
But the people that can't watch it, they go out and talk about it.
Yeah,
they're
sure.
Like, oh my God, did you see that show, Scarred? It's so effed up.
Oh, man.
So
that's wild.
It's funny how many different times that MTV feels that they need to put on the disclaimers. Don't try this at home, blah, blah, yeah. blah. Listen, if people are trying this at home, they get what they deserve.
Yeah, exactly.
I say let's cut them loose.
Just be sure to film it for the show. That's
right,
all we're saying.
Exactly.
Scarred is going to officially premiere. There's been a sneak, but it'll officially show up a week from Tuesday, April 10th at, what says here, 10 o'clock. You were thinking 9:30 maybe, but sure. Somewhere on the Tuesday night lineup, you'll find Scarred. Hey, you still got the band, the Papa Roach, that's still happening?
Oh, yeah. Jettison
all that.
A little band?
I'm out. I'm over it. No, man, we're actually just gearing up to go back out on another tour. We're starting out April 12th in Oklahoma City, and we're doing a bunch of radio shows, and we're doing some dates with Hinder throughout the Midwest, mm-hmm. and then we're gonna take a little break right at the end of May for like 10 days, and then we're going over to Europe in June for Heavy Metal Summer Camp.
Nice.
We're doing like a Download Festival in the UK, Rock'em Ring and Rock'em Park in Germany, so big, you know, 50,000-60,000 people. Wow. Festivals, and it's gonna be killer. We're doing some dates with Motley Crue over there, so that's
no
gonna
kidding.
Be cool.
Dude.
Yeah.
Wow.
Iron Maiden.
Oh. Wow. I've been, you've been to how many countries do you reckon with Papa Roach?
I've been to a plethora of countries.
Thank you, Cesar Milan, the dog whisperer.
Yeah, so.
These giant European festivals, are they super cool, or is it not cool because it's not all your fans, or how does it work?
It's amazing. Those shows are just out of control. I mean, we do really well in Europe, mm-hmm. and so every time we go back down there, it's just knockdown, drag
out. Is there a place where you're more huge than anywhere else?
We do really good. We do really good in Germany.
Germany
is like,
those
just,
people are effed up though.
Oh, they go off.
Yeah.
They are just one of the most aggressive audiences in the world. And it's like, you know, when you're playing hard, aggressive music, it's mm-hmm. like you just connect out there. And like, we've done festivals. We did one this one year. We headlined Rock'em Park Festival, and we played after Tool. We were the last band.
Right.
And Radiohead headlined the stadium outside.
Right.
And then we went on inside. So the arena was completely packed, 20,000 people in an arena. And then there was like 10,000 people standing outside watching us on a big screen, listening to it through the PA. And that was like one of those moments where we were just like, yep, we're killing it.
Wow.
We're killing it.
That's cool.
And then the next day, we played in Germany after Tool, and the power kept going out during our set. So we had like a completely amazing show and a completely horrible show
the
next day.
And then it sucked ass.
Yeah.
Do you get pissed when that happens? How do you handle that?
We got pissed.
Yeah.
The crowd got pissed.
Sure.
The promoter got pissed at us. But it wasn't our fault. It was raining. So it was like they had the power lines laying in the water.
Oh,
which
good.
Doesn't
that's,
make any sense.
That's a good choice.
That sounds safe.
Yeah.
Hey, Jacoby, you guys have been together what now? Like around 15 years it's got to be coming up,
yeah,
on, right?
We're 14 years now, coming on 15. So.
What were your expectations when the band first got together and you realized it was solid enough that it wasn't just going to be, you know, a 3-month experiment? We're really going to try to make it as a band. What was the best you thought could happen with Papa Roach?
I mean, you know, our thing was when we first got signed to our record deal, it was like, okay, cool, let's get in a van, you know, and touring around and maybe go gold. And then go back in and make another record. And, like, little did we know, it was, like, you know, a year into it. It was
no
like,
more vans?
Yeah, no more vans, you know, flying on a jet around the world and, you know, in a tour bus and selling millions of records. And, you know, it's, like, over the last 7 years of being in the major label business, it's, like, it's been a roller coaster. But it's, like, the thing that remains constant is that it's just, like, we love music. We love playing live. Mm-hmm. It's like we have a great connection with our fans, and we're truly passionate about it, and we haven't lost that. You know?
A lot of bands get chewed up on the road. It just takes a toll.
Oh yeah,
rips them apart, and they can't stay together, or they have health problems.
That's happened to us. You know what I'm saying? There's tours. I mean, when we were touring on our first album in Fest, we were out there for like 2 years, and at the end of it, the band almost broke up.
Yeah.
You know, we went through a period where we were just like, this is just too much. Like, I was way strung out. The band, everybody, you know, all of our personal lives were kind of in shambles and stuff like that. And it was just like, we canceled the end of the tour. We went home. We were just like, we can't do this. We're just out of our minds, you know.
Right.
And went back and regrouped and collected our thoughts and, you know, just kind of like looked at our lives and just said, this is too good to let go, you know? And so it's...
Can't keep going.
Yeah, exactly. So we've had moments like that, but it's like, you know what? We rebound from that and, you know, makes us stronger, you know? So as now it's like we're about to go annihilate for the rest of this year. And, you know, it's like you just got to push yourself to the limit. And then once you get to that point where it's the breaking point, you got to figure out how you're going to get through.
How to pull back.
Yeah, exactly.
And you guys are lucky in that the live show has always been the centerpiece of Papa Roach is all about. So you got fans to play for because, let's face it, these days it's hard to even sell a million albums. No matter how big you are, the record industry, you know, being what it is and technology and the cut it's taken. So you've got something to fall back on, even if the... You know, the sales aren't there.
Exactly.
I mean, a miss.
Oops, sorry.
What was that about?
Was an accident. Hit it with my thumb.
For us, it's just like, you know, the live show is the most important thing. Like when we came through on the K-Rock Christmas, I mean, we had a great show that night and had a great reaction from the fans. And, you know, that's just every time we step on stage, that's what it's about. How different
can shows be? Are they all kind of about the same?
For us, right now, things are going really well. I mean, we've been having really great shows across the world. And for us, I mean, we've had... Like I said earlier, we've had great shows, and then we've had horrible shows, you know, and the horrible shows, they're far and few between. So it's very nice.
Suck ass,
right?
But they're not so
exactly.
Common.
Exactly.
Well, we're always so happy to see you guys doing well because, you know, we like you guys so much. I mean,
Thank you so much. You're the kind of guys
we like hanging out with. You're such nice dudes, and your music is terrific. And, of course, Paramore Sessions is the latest CD that's in stores now, or you can download that. The TV show is called Scarred. Jacoby hosts on MTV Tuesday night, April 10th is when you can start watching that, and it just looks brutal. So it was a happy coincidence you happen to be in town. We were able to get you in here, dude, so we really appreciate you coming by and catching up with us, man. It's fun.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, I brought me in my... ego with me. I'm sorry.
No worries. Thank you. The Scarred again, MTV, 1 week from Tuesday night. Time for Kevin and Bean's What to Do Nephew at 1-800-520-1067. Last day of a fantastic prize.
Yes, a sleek new MacBook. Use it to create your own music, movies, websites, and more. You can head to the Apple Store or Apple.com. It's a brand new Apple computer for you, and God bless them. I love them, but I'll be so glad when it's over because I feel like a guy who won the lottery, and now I don't know who my real friends are anymore because everybody's coming out of the woodwork to say, oh, dude, I've been meaning to call.
And we just have to guess at who's telling the truth and who's not. We don't have any idea, but we have to make our best guess, so make it sound real, people.
It has been tortuous this week. I like it better when people are just calling in on face value. So why don't we talk to, how about Myra to start us off in East L.A.? 1-800-520-1067. Hey, Nick, the window licker, you hang on because we are going to talk to you in a second here, too. Hey, Myra, how are you? It's Kevin and me. What to do, nephew?
What to do?
What's going on?
Nothing much. I just wanted to let you guys know what I do for a living.
Okay, what do you do for a living?
I pick head lice.
You pick head lice?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
I've read about this, and people with kids who come home from school with head lice will sometimes take them to salons that actually specialize in
this.
Is
that all you do, Myra?
Yes, that's all I do.
How did you end up doing that?
Head lice.
I found it on the internet, and I needed a job, and I've been doing it for 3 years.
Oh my God.
You know, I would think that's a job people go in and they do for like 10 days while they're looking for something else.
It takes a long time to clear one head, right?
Yes, about.
That's what she said.
A long time.
Myra, I fortunately don't know anything about head lice, but are they like little bugs or little worms or what do they look like?
They're little bugs and they lay eggs all over the head.
That's gross.
And why do you have to pick them out? Why isn't there just some sort of, like, shampoo that you can, you know, wash their hair and then they all die?
Well, the shampoos don't work anymore. That's why we exist, so we can take it all out.
Okay.
And we comb the hair and we nitpick.
You've been doing this for 3 years. Why haven't you found a better job?
Because I like it.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
How do you like it?
I just do. We meet many people. We meet many celebrities.
But you could do that You could do that while cutting their hair, Myra. You don't have to pick head lice.
Well, I like doing it.
No, you don't,
Myra.
Some people like being morticians. Who knows?
All right, but no one likes to pick head lice. I mean, isn't that a safe line to draw on the sand?
Satisfaction at the end of the day.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Exactly. Hey, Myra, we're out of time because we got a lot of calls on hold, but you mentioned something about celebrities. Have you had celebrities come in that you've had to pick head lice out of?
Yes, we have.
Can
adults?
You give us a name?
No, I can't.
Come on.
A hint?
But we have many.
Kids of stars or stars?
I'm sorry?
Kids of stars, movie stars, music stars, or the stars themselves?
All of them. Movie stars, music stars.
But give us the biggest name. Only the biggest one. Give us a big name.
She's not listening. All right, Mara, hang on. We're going to vote at the end of the segment who gets the computer and who gets the K-Rock t-shirt, because that's the runner-up prize. That is one of the most bizarre calls we've ever had on What It Means.
Yeah.
Head lice picker. And she likes it.
And she likes it. That's the part. That's the 1-2 punch right there. And she's been doing it for 3 freaking years. I thought this job was tough to do for 3 years. She's picking lice for 3 years.
And is in love with it. Josh in Long Beach. Good morning.
Morning. What is doing you?
What do?
Hey, Josh.
What's going on?
All right. This is my July story, but I was saving it until then, except for now, because I want to win the MacBook for my friend, which this is about.
Okay.
All right. What happened? July 4th, 2002, my friend and I just graduated high school. We broke up.
Yeah, you're going back a little far. Josh, you're going back a little far. We don't have that kind of time.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
That's all right.
Well, anyways, at the end of July 4th, my friend left my place really depressed and went missing for 5 days.
Right.
And while she was gone, her mother cooked up this entire story that I had killed her for the love of a rival artist, simply so the cops wouldn't suspect the fact that she embezzled $10,000 in her daughter's trust fund, and that made her run away.
So your best friend's mom tried to frame you for murder?
Yes.
And who are you getting the computer for if you win?
My best friend who went missing and came back. She's in college right now in her last year. She's trying to get...
Well, how is she framing you for murder if the girl's back and alive and well?
Oh, no. During the 5 days she was gone, she was throwing up all these stories to try and make
people
suspicious. Like, she really staged a search for my friend's body.
Okay, hang on, Josh. Thank you for the call. I can't.
That's an upper. At least
I can't get my head around that story. I'm sorry. It's too much.
Okay, let's go to Sandy and Alyssa Viejo. Good morning, Sandy.
Hi guys.
Hi there.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi.
What do you do, nephew?
Last summer, my left breast implant ruptured.
Oh no!
And I couldn't get into my surgeon. He couldn't take me for 6 weeks. So I walk around lopsided for 6 weeks.
What? You don't have a surgeon that would squeeze you in?
He couldn't. I swear to God, the earliest he could get me in was 6 weeks. And so I went and I bought, like, those cookies that you buy at the store. And I was, like, trying to make it look like that, you know, it sucked.
So you're putting inflatable cookies in your bra.
Hey, Sandy, how big was the right breast and how big was the left breast for that 6 weeks?
Let's just say that my implants were 450s. I've got new ones.
Okay.
They were 450s, and they went down to, like, almost nothing.
Both of them or just one side?
It's just skin.
Just
yeah,
one side. Both of them or just one side? One side?
It was just the one. And the other one was fully...
Did you have sex at any point during that time?
My poor husband. I would not... The poor guy. He's such a sweetheart. He was so good during the whole time, but I was a mess.
I imagine.
Hey, he's married to a woman with a mono boob. Hey, how did it deflate? How did you pop it?
I was unpacking the car. I have an SUV in the back gate lifts up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was unpacking my bags. We were at the beach away for a weekend.
Right.
And I was pulling it down, and I hear this gunk.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, what was that? Looking around. And
it didn't hurt?
No, nothing. I felt nothing. And then I went into the hotel, and I'm like, I grabbed my husband. I'm like, I think something happened. And he said, oh, you're imagining things. And then over, like, the next 24 hours, we just watched it get smaller.
Oh, smaller.
Awesome. That's what she said.
What about your boob?
Hey, Sandy. Yeah, and him, right. Yeah. Last question. Was it silicone or saline?
No, it was saline. The sack
oh, thank
was
God.
Silicone, but the material inside was saline. But get this. When I called and was making all the preparations for my surgery, I said, can you check and see if my warranty is still good? Because it's a 5-year warranty.
Right.
It had expired 3 months earlier, so I wasn't even going to get the new implants replaced for free.
Wow.
I was going to have to pay for the new one.
That sucks ass.
That's a great story. I hate hearing about any bad things that ever happen to boobs, real or fake. So I'm glad you called. Hang on, Sandy. We're going to vote at the end of the segment. Hey, why don't we try Brian in Calabasas? This sounds like a story that might have some potential.
Psycho Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's totally the wrong call. My bad. I read the wrong one. He sucks. Let's go to Steven in L.A. That's the story I wanted.
All right. Steven in L.A. What are you doing, Psycho Mike? What's going on?
Disgusting.
What, the boob thing?
Oh, yeah.
How's it disgusting?
I don't think it's
fault.
That
she
gross.
Didn't do anything gross.
She's stupid.
No, what are you talking about?
It was an accident.
Oh.
What's wrong with you?
I hate you. All right, Steven in Los Angeles. Good morning.
Hello, good morning, Kevin and Bean. What it do, nephew? What it do? Oh, man, I've been trying to get a hold of you guys since Monday. Awesome.
Okay, what's going on?
I got a horrible story trying to impress a girl. Okay, what it is I had a girlfriend for about 6 months, and I wanted to make a little surprise. So I go down to a place that I know, that, and I got a Prince Albert.
Oh, nice.
And, yeah.
And you sprung that on her? You got a...
No, it was like a surprise.
You got your penis pierced, and you said, hey, look at this.
Yeah, they pierced, like, the skin. It's not, like, the whole what people think. It's just, like, the top of the skin, like, the head.
Ow. Right.
Okay. Ow. Okay.
Yeah.
How's Mike holding up now?
Ow. Yeah, it's really painful. It took a lot of alcohol to get through it. But, like, what happened is I go over her house and, you know, try to be sexy, and she has a knitted blanket on her bed.
Mm-hmm.
And I slide over to her trying to be sexy, and I get caught on the knitted blanket.
Oh! Ouch!
Yeah.
This is a painful show, isn't it?
It is.
It's like scarred.
Oh, my God.
So what happened?
She looks at me like, what's wrong? Like, you know, why am I not? And then I look down, and I just feel a tear, like a tug.
Oh, okay. All right.
That isn't good for you.
No, that's fine, Stephen. Thank you. Hold on. Hold on. That's enough. That's enough.
All right, you want to pick three first before we go to Nick?
Yes. Yes. Who are our choices?
Sandy Alyssa Viejo walked around with a deflated breast for 6 weeks.
I'm fine with that. That sounds computer worthy to me. Okay, sure.
Myra loves picking lice out of people's heads.
I like Myra.
Okay, but
I like her too.
We have Josh, whose best friend tried to frame him for murder.
Absolutely not.
Don't like
No computer for you.
Ooh. Why? What's wrong with him?
No computer for you.
Why?
He's a bad storyteller.
Bored me, killed me, boring and killing.
And Steven from Los Angeles, penis piercing got caught in the blanket.
Absolutely.
I think yes on Steven, yes on Myra. I think we're done with computers for the week, is what I say.
All right, fantastic. Everybody else gets a K-Rock t-shirt. Nick is on the line. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, Nick. How's it going?
Hey.
All right. The reason we wanted to ask Nick on is because from time to time, he'll hear something on the show. Nick is our window-licking friend, the sign holder, and he hears something on the show, and it just incenses him.
Right.
And I got a very, very angry email from Nick.
I wasn't angry about it.
I wasn't angry! Why are you hating on the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? It's effing fantastic, Nick says. Tell us about your experience with the Turtles.
Completely. I loved it. I saw it last night. I loved it.
Bean, who hasn't seen it, just is surprised that they ever even made it into a movie, because it has been a long time since it was popular.
Right.
They're great characters.
They're turtles.
They have personalities.
They're heroes on a half shell. All right, were you not completely stoned when you went to the movie, Nick?
I was completely stunned, but I still enjoyed it 100%.
See, I think that's the key to movies like that.
Yeah.
It's very important that for certain movies, you smoke out.
I know I would have loved it even if I wasn't high.
You would have.
Yeah.
Nick said it was brilliant, by the way.
It was.
That's a little far, Nick.
Good story.
Look, even if you liked it a lot, you going to go with brilliant?
Yeah, I'll go with brilliant. It's brilliant.
Nick also tells me that he recently went to see Wild Hogs and The Last Mimsy. So it's a film fest at Nick's house.
Yeah.
You picked bad movies.
I like these movies a lot.
Are you going to go see the Will Ferrell movie today?
Absolutely. I can't wait to see that. Yeah.
I'm coming with you. We're going to get baked before we go in.
Hey, Nick, real quick, last question. We had you on a while ago. You told us you were thinking of giving up the job holding a sign. Have you made any progress toward finding a new job? Because I understand they're hiring head lice pickers.
No, I don't want to do that. I don't know yet. I haven't figured that out yet. I'm going to just right now still. I don't know what I'm going to do yet.
Well, you know, it's your expertise. It's your expertise. I mean, you got to go with what you know, right?
Yeah. Well, there's nothing better when you're in the job market than to go on every radio station in town telling them how stoned you are every night.
And Nick, I was just curious, as a psycho Mike, you were telling me in a kind of a heartfelt way that you really were working on moving out of your parents' house, getting your own place, and also getting yourself a car so that you maybe can get some trim. How's that
once
going?
Once I get a new job, then I can start, you know, moving towards those things.
But you just said you're happy with your job. You're not going to get a new one.
I'm getting bored. I'm still getting bored of signing. I need to get out of it at some point soon.
Didn't he just say he's fine with it and that's what he's going to stick with for a while?
No.
Okay. I heard wrong.
Bored.
You're dead to me.
All right, Nick. Thanks for calling. Have a great weekend.
I will. Thanks, guys.
Good luck with
Bye,
that.
Nick.
See you later.
Good luck with that whole getting a job or not.
He is the most enthusiastic guy he really is. He's a walking dog, isn't he?
Yep.
He's unbelievable.
Love him.
All right, I want to thank all of our many, many guests on today's Kevin and Bean Show, including our former sports guy, Matt Money Smith. You can catch him on the Laker pregame show, Lakers versus Rockets tonight. That airs at 6 o'clock for the pregame on 570 AM. Also, thanks to Jacoby Shaddix for joining us from Papa Roach. The new TV show is called Scarred, Tuesday nights starting April 10th on MTV. And thanks to Harvey the Hammer Levin, too, for filling us in on what's going on with Britney and the divorce settlement. That, of course, is TMZ.com, the entertainment record of site of choice. And thanks to Mr. Movie Phone, Russ Leatherman, for filling in for Ralph today, moviephone.com for all your theater listings.
And the cast of Blades of Glory, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yes, indeed. Thank you. Will Arnett and Will Ferrell and Jenna Fisher. That movie looks fantastic. So thanks to them for coming on.
That's the movie this weekend. Grindhouse is the movie next weekend. Mm. And next week on the Kevin and Bean Show, we have Quentin Tarantino. We have Robert Rodriguez. We have Rosario Dawson.
Oh, nice.
Damn.
Yeah, as we start looking forward to that. Plus, we're going to give you a chance to choose between The Killers and Muse in concert. And we have some brand new music to world premiere for you.
Great.
That's all coming up next week. Have a great weekend, everybody. Talk to you on Monday.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
You want
to
get high?
No.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
I think you do, Mom.
Pass it over to me.
God damn it, I love pot.
Roll another one. Just like the other one.
Is just Nature's way of saying hi.
Me about to quit. And I need another hit.
Cat Corbett is coming up next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock music, including Rise Against, Prayer for the Refugee. How about some Nirvana for you? We got that Junior Gong Marley song, Bad Religion. Ooh, look at this. Red Hot Chili Peppers on the way, too.
Roll.
Efforts to legalize marijuana.
Smoke
weed.
Just pass it around. I don't want that joint, my friend.
Marijuana's bad.
You know what? Gone. It's out of here. Congratulations, you're both winners ahead. Yeah, there you go. We're done with it. Good going. All right. You talk about superb stuff. I love it. Good going. Good going. Good going. I'm proud of you, folks. Let us know what you think. Whoa.
I'd like to say thank you on behalf of the group and ourselves. I hope we pass the audition.
This brutal ordeal is now officially over, and I will never speak of it again.
See you guys. Seacrest out. Bye-bye.
So if you're confused about what I'm saying, listen very carefully. I quit this bitch.